million immigrants already here.
Tensions flare over Iraq violence.
The level of bitterness is something close to rage.
Gas prices soar.
We're going to see prices over $3 a gallon once again.
And George Mason's...
By George!
Big upset.
Dream is alive!
Good morning, I'm Dan Revive with the CBS World News Roundup. After half a million, especially in Los Angeles, protested what they see as a planned crackdown on undocumented foreign workers, senators today turned to several immigration options. CBS News congressional correspondent Bob Foss with some of the people affected.
Good morning.
They are learning English in a trailer in Herndon, Virginia, better than the 7-Eleven parking lot.
A vehicle pulls up looking for a worker. Everybody swarms the car.
Bill Threlkell runs the place and doubts any law will stop those like Francisco, who earns so much more here than he did in Honduras.
That's a big difference. You know, maybe 10 times.
Most everyone agrees the border should be tightened. The big issue for the Senate is what to do with Francisco and the 12 million like him already here and working.
From Virginia now to Los Angeles, CBS's Sandra Hughes hears concern about a bill the House passed to make foreigners without visas felons.
I think it's punitive. I think it's immoral. And I don't think it's a solution.
Father Sean Carroll runs a men's homeless shelter and is worried that the program, which he considers vital for some immigrants, could be considered illegal.
It could potentially be used to bring great harm, not only to undocumented people, but to the organizations and churches that help them.
But sponsors of the bill say the Catholic Church and other aid groups are overreacting and are at no risk of prosecution.
President Bush says a guest worker program could solve many of those issues. Now to Iraq. A suicide bomber in the north near Mosul has killed at least 15 Iraqis at an army recruiting center. CBS's Lara Logan in Baghdad on reaction by people there.
They're worried about what will happen if the anger and the emotions of the people spill onto the streets. It's a threat that hasn't gone away, and incidents like this certainly don't help reduce tensions.
And one of the Shiite so-called slums where you are in Baghdad has become truly a flashpoint. Was there a firefight between U.S. troops and Shiite militiamen in a mosque?
There was a firefight between Shiite militiamen and both Iraqi and American forces. Now, whether that happened in the mosque is very difficult to ascertain. There is a compound of buildings around this mosque where the imam of the mosque lives. The Americans are very clear on this, though. They've released a statement that says they did not enter or damage any mosque. And they say that some 16 suspected insurgents were killed during the course of the raid, another 3 wounded, and a further 18 detained.
Here in America... pumping gas means spending even more dollars. The Lundberg survey shows gasoline prices shot up 15 cents in the past 2 weeks. National average $2.52 a gallon, compared with a year ago up 40 cents. And oil trader Phil Flynn comments,
there's so many threats to oil production right now, it'll keep prices high. And if we do see a major disruption, prices could really skyrocket out of control.
Out of control also describes some college basketball fans. Their brackets broken by 2 big upsets. Villanova lost to Florida, and most shocking, George Mason University is going to the Final Four.
Back rim, no good! And in one of the unlikeliest upsets in the history of college basketball, George Mason, a team no one thought would even be in the tournament, has knocked out.
Managed to beat Connecticut at George Mason in Northern Virginia.
Oh, this is euphoria. We never expected this. This is unbelievable.
I wasn't sure. I was praying for it.
That was the tightest game ever, man. We deserve to win that.
The other two in the Final Four this Saturday, UCLA and Louisiana State. It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
I'm Tim Lewis with your AM 760 local news update. A potential strike is looming for RTD. Local Union 1001 represents around 1,700 workers, and in a vote yesterday, they voted to reject a contract which would increase wages by an average of $1.80 an hour over 3 years. Grand Junction authorities are still looking for a former air traffic controller who's thought to be the man behind setting several bombs in different cities.
He was employed with Serco for approximately 10 years until his termination in 2004. We know that he left on not on quite friendly terms. We know that Mr. Burke targeted Serco employees.
54-year-old Robert Burke, now the subject of a nationwide manhunt. A rally in downtown Denver over the weekend attracted some 50,000 people. All were there to protest a crackdown on immigration laws. The House bill has passed in Congress. It will now go to the Senate for debate. Mostly sunny with light winds today, high around 53. It's 28 right now in Denver, 27 in Boulder. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thanks, Tim. We're off to a good start this morning. Checking clear on I-25, I-70, and 225. 6th Avenue, I-76, and the Turnpike are trouble-free at the moment. And if you're off to Wyoming, going to see some trouble. I-80 is closed between Cheyenne and Rollins. That's because of a really bad accident. So once they do open that up, expect huge delays. Around town, things are pretty quiet on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal, Highway 93, and Highway 287. And check in the...
Is replacing your car's windshield on your to-do list? Give Shot Glass a call. They handle the insurance paperwork so you don't have to. Their mobile installers can have your auto glass replaced while you work. Want a discount? Ask your coworkers if they also need their auto glass replaced. For a quick quote, call Kenny Shock at 720-226-4914. Whether for commercial, residential, or auto, give Kenny Shock a call at 720-226-4914.
Finally, a mortgage banking firm you can trust to help you buy the home of your dreams or refinance without outrageous closing costs. Encore's experienced financial consultants will educate you on how to get the best loan. Encore's commitment to 100% customer satisfaction is attained by meeting clients 7 days a week, face-to-face. If you're ready for a relationship with a mortgage banker approved by the Better Business Bureau that will put your interests first, call Encore at 720-266-4917 now. That's 720-266-4917.
It's coming soon, Lifeline Church in Broomfield.
I'm Pastor James Greggs, inviting you to Lifeline, your family's new church. Come by our kickoff service and meet your community and make new friends. Learn about Lifeline Church and our unique and energetic style at denversnewchurch.com.
Go to denversnewchurch.com to find out about our God and Gas contest. Look for Lifeline kickoff service invitation in your mail or join us Saturday, April 8th at 5:30 p.m. at the Broomfield Community Center. For information, call 720-887-3353 or go to DenversNewChurch.com.
I'd love to serve lunch on the patio, but it's so hot and rain is in the forecast.
Don't ever let this stop you again. Call Conifer Gutter Service at 303-838-7291 for a Sunsetter motorized awning. The best-selling awning in the U.S. It carries a good housekeeping seal. And Conifer Gutter Service is offering a $400 discount with accessories. That's 303-838-7291. Or click on Learn More in your media player for more info.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Okay, you're at a party, and the person you've always imagined spending the rest of your life with is actually talking to you. You're not just talking, but you're downright charming. Your stories are funny, your response is witty, your teeth mercifully without spinach flakes. If your next thought is whether your obnoxious roommate or your mother, the mood killer, will be home, well, it might be a good time for your first house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So, if it's time to consider that your mom's house might be as sexy as a smelly t-shirt, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out AmberHomes.com for details.
Time to clean your gutters again? Why not say goodbye to gutter cleaning forever? Unlike flimsy and expensive aluminum gutter covers, Conifer Gutter Services' Leaf Defier gutter protection system keeps your gutters flowing without the problems others create. A superior product with a 25-year warranty at a surprisingly low introductory price. To find out more about the Leaf Defier, call Conifer Gutter Service at 303-838-7291 or click on Learn More in your media player for more info.
The NCAA offers valid March 26th through April 1st. All offers after savings and rebates. No purchase necessary. See store for details.
The Osgood File, March 27th, 2006.
This is the hour of
no power.
We're pedaling as fast as we can. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It may be chilly this morning, but we'll warm it up. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin, who's a bit under the weather. Thank you all for joining me, and thanks. Okay, here's the number, 303-713-7600. Giant demonstrations around the country about immigration. That's going to be our focus this first hour. I have a lot of thoughts on immigration, and some of them you're going to like, and some of them you're probably going to pound your steering wheel. And Congressman Tom Tancredo, you better, for your own health, stay away from the show this morning. It's 303-713-7600. Tom Tancredo! All right, 50,000 people are back, those in this country illegally. Now, here's the terminology. You are not, unless I slip and make a mistake, you are not going to listen to me use the term alien. I hate that with an absolute and complete and utter passion. People from other countries are not aliens. They are human beings. And they are simply here as immigrants trying to make a life for themselves and for their families. By and large. Most of the people they're fleeing desperation, poverty, political upheaval, and in some ways, we're paying for past policy. That's what we're paying for. Let's just all quit this nonsense of, oh, the alien other is in our territory. Goodness gracious, how did this happen? Oh, they're invading our jobs. Oh, they're going to... Look, stop it. Cut it out. Part of the reason people are here is because there's despotism in their own countries or economic insecurity or a mixture of both. The other problem is we have ignored Latin America to our peril, or when we invaded them and got involved with them, we did it so ham-handedly and so stupidly and so badly. Legacy of Ronald Reagan alert. Legacy of infiltration by the CIA into politics, into Latin America, helping right-wing despots yet again come to the fore. What do you think started the latest tidal wave of immigrants to come here anyway? Or the one before this one. Or the one before that one. Look, part of the problem is that as Latin America got more democratic, what do? Oh, I know, let's go invade other countries. That's what we need to do. Let's go invade. Invade parade. We haven't messed with Mesopotamia in a while. Let's go make a real big hash of it and spend our blood and treasure and ignore Homeland Security. I'm not saying there shouldn't be tougher laws on the border or enforce the laws that we have. Let's go after employers who exploit them. Oh, now there's an idea. Oop, can't do that. They contribute mightily to the Republican Party. See, they're going to go, bzz, bzz. What are we going to do? Bzz. I mean, Tom Tancredo goes, I know, let's make them all felons. Wow, that's the best idea I've heard since we arrested African Americans en masse for possession of crack cocaine and let white folk go. That's a real good idea. Mm-mm. Let's get back to racism, shall we? The legacy of our country, or as Condoleezza Rice put it today, the birth defect of our country. Oh, yeah, let's go there, shall we? Look, part of the problem is those 50,000 people who marched, and it's amazing. I'll tell you what this is, too. This is a very big tip-off to everyone in this business as well as others. El poder de radio en español. I'm telling you, this was Radio Onda. This was La Buena Onda in Denver and Colorado. This was El Cuyo, Kuye, I think he is. He's like the boogeyman in Los Angeles. He has 29 stations. He put the word out. They were like in the middle of March, okay, maybe we should have a demo when this hideous law comes up in the House passed by crazies. Whoa! Proposed by crazies. Whoa! Nope. Guess what happened? Oh, yeah! Radio en Español. Now, if you don't think there's some power here, guess again. They turned out shades of I even almost gag when I say his name, Rush Limbaugh and Cookie Sales. These guys turned out 50,000 people. They were expecting a few hundred. Polly Baca's right, former state legislator, said this is incredible. It had to be incredible. From the pictures I saw on the news, incredible. What a sign of solidarity and power. And the reason that we need this and the reason that we have to explore these issues is because you can't ask people to work and form the economic structure of our country doing jobs that, let's face it, people look, part of the problem is it depresses wages. Part of the problem is NAFTA and GATT didn't do as well as everybody thought they would. Chickens are coming home to roost. Policies that some of us thought, well, might work. The problem is the idea of floating all boats in other countries, good one. Execution, really poor. Because, as usual, special deals are made, trades are made, exceptions are made, and the economic standing does not improve so much in Mexico that people necessarily can stay home and survive. Now, I really do believe, I buy in to the Statue of Liberty. I do. Give me your tired, your poor, your yearning to be free. Those people weren't standing there going, oh, my goal is to rip off this country and take it for all it's worth. Their goal, as they were quoted yesterday by the Denver Post, is to stand and deliver for our country. We're not going to be intimidated or afraid to speak our mind. We're going to be who we are. Good. Thank you, Eli Chavez Glendening of Denver. Thank you. You can come to my country. You're brave and you stand up for yourself. We need to fight for our right. Lourdes Cruz, 24, of Denver. We have to have a better future for our families. Sounds pretty American to me. We're not criminals, said Enrique Luna of Commerce City. All we want is a decent life for our families. So here's what my question is to you. I want to discuss the issue, and I want to discuss this hideous, vile legislation that makes it a felony. But I also want to put an APB out for any of you who are undocumented workers who are here, who hire undocumented workers. Tell me, if you're an agribiz, I know who you are. I've lived next to you in Greeley and Nunn. Come on, give me a call, 303-713-7600. Let's explore this issue from todos los lados, all the sides possible. It's 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. It's 617.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, things are looking good this morning. Sun glare definitely going to be an issue if you're headed eastbound, so you want to grab those shades before you head out. Now, we're checking clear so far, I-70, 225 and 6th Avenue, I-76 and C-470, trouble-free at the moment, and we're starting to see the usual bunching, southbound 925 right around 84th Avenue. Now, if you're headed towards Wyoming, going to see some trouble, I-80 still closed between Cheyenne and Rawlings because of a really bad accident. Once they do open that up, expect huge delays. Around town, things are starting to pick up just a little bit on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal, and Highway 93 between Boulder and Golden. Turnpike looking real good, pushing top speeds through Broomfield and Westminster. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
For steakhouse quality beef without the steakhouse price, head to King Soopers. Nobody has a better selection of USDA choice steaks and roasts, and King Soopers goes the extra step by aging each cut to perfection. King Soopers, right store, right price.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. It fooled me, we can't get fooled again.
Don't miss Fool Me Once, the hilarious April Fool's Day party at the Denver Press Club hosted by Be The Change USA. Hear Elvis with State Representative Mike Merrifield as MC. Sign up at btc-usa.org or call 303-233-4345.
this is Jay Marvin, and if you're thinking about LASIK eye surgery, let me recommend Icon Laser Center. Depending on the patient, Icon charges as little as $4.99 per eye. How can Icon charge so much less than other LASIK centers? It's because they own their own equipment. With less overhead, Icon can afford to pass the savings on to you. Safe and affordable LASIK only from Icon. Visit them on the web at IconDenver.com or call to set up a consultation today at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001.
Do you have air ducts in your home or office? Think about what's in there for a moment. Do you know what's hanging out in there? Did you know that the EPA has a whole website dedicated to indoor pollutants? One thing you can do to help improve your indoor air quality is to get your air ducts cleaned with Mr. Vac. Call Mr. Vac and we'll send our highly trained air duct professionals to your home or office and get things cleaned out fast. Our vacuum trucks are powerful and efficient. In no time, we'll clean deep down where you can't see. We'll suck out all the dirt and dust and those nasty dust bunnies that can be a source of irritation and allergies. Go to nodustbunnies.net to find out why size matters. Call us now and get $50 off. 303-534-4900. Mr. Vac is certified by the National Air Duct Cleaners Association, and we follow all EPA guidelines. Do you have air ducts? Get them clean now with Mr. Vac and save $50. Call now. 303-534-4900. 303-534-4900. 303-534-4900.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
One thing the temporary worker program would not do is provide amnesty to those who are in our country illegally. I believe that granting amnesty would be unfair because it would allow those who break the law to jump ahead of people who play by the rules and wait in the citizenship line. Amnesty would also be unwise because it would encourage waves of illegal immigration, increase pressure on the border, and make it more difficult for law enforcement to focus on those who mean us harm. For the sake of justice and for the sake of border security, I firmly oppose amnesty.
Right, except they're going to let them become, they're going to let illegal immigrants become citizens after they pay a hefty fine, wait 6 years, and fulfill some other obligations. Now, that's indirect amnesty, at least, but they're not going to call it that because right-wing Republicans know if they say the word A word, there's going to be howl, howl, howl. But see, they're coming into conflict with their own principles, not so much the president, who I don't like a guest worker program. Here's what I think. I think sane and rational immigration laws that are fair and realistic. And if that, you know, and building this wall, I know it may have interdicted some immigration in San Diego, but they're talking about like a 700-mile long wall. Let's see. Let's have another public works system project that really makes no sense in the long run. Look, you really want to have a wall in a country where the right-wing Republicans worship some guy who said, "Hey, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall." One of the reasons why 50,000 people at least turned out in the Denver area and 500,000 folks turned out in Los Angeles is because of that wall. What's it the symbol of? Oh, yeah, apartheid. Let's keep everybody, let's keep that other out. And, ooh, by the way, we don't want it up here by Blaine, Washington. Mm-mm, no, because only white folks come down from Canada, right? Those people of color and and white people who happen to be Mexican. Oh, no, we don't. Oh, no, we can't have that. It's too scary. Let's face it. A lot of this is predicated on racism. And, ooh, I'm afraid you'll take what I have. So move out of the way. And everybody's guilty of being afraid of the other. The trick to being human being is you have to get over it. And a law that would actually penalize people for sanctuary. For example, I've got a talk show host, a colleague down in Los Angeles named Enrique Morones. He does a fine radio program there. I went on a sabbatical with him and got to know him pretty well. And the thing is, this guy delivers water to people in the desert. Because he doesn't want them to dehydrate and die, right? It's sanctuary. It's a human. He has a very strong Roman Catholic faith. He believes in delivering water to people in the desert. I think that's fine. But this bill would make my friend Enrique a felon. This is ridiculous. If you want to interdict, and where are you going to get? And I really do. I want to talk to people who work in hotels. I want to talk to you. Use a different name. Disguise your voice. Because what I want to do is I want to hear from people in restaurants. I want to hear from you small business people who are hiring illegals. If you've hired somebody to work in your home who, you're pretty sure it's from Guatemala. I want to, and not necessarily got the papers. And you're not running for office, perhaps. I'd like to hear from you at 303-713-7600. It's time to fess up. Who's benefiting from this? One thing that excited me yesterday, because it was Cesar Chavez's birthday, and they were all saying, okay, let's go out in honor of Cesar Chavez. Let's have boycotts. I mean, we were reminiscing the other day. When I was a kid, I don't remember eating too many grapes, and I don't remember eating lettuce. So the thing is, until I was older, and part of the reason is because people in this country and on the left used to unite and take stands. Now, I'm not necessarily in favor of boycotts in today's world because I'm not sure with the diffusion and our diverse economies whether it works very well. But on the other hand, we have to absolutely figure out a way to stand up for one another. Another voice from the Denver Post about the demonstrations over the weekend. Jack Slimers, and if I'm mispronouncing your name, Jack, I'm sorry, of Jefferson County, said this is what democracy looks like. We have to treat people with dignity and respect. Ida Sandoval of Denver, a rally organizer, said, my great-grandfather Antemio Bebel came from Jalisco, Mexico on May 19, 1918. He worked in the steel mills in Pueblo. There is only 85 years difference between me and those who are here today. Look, let's face it, Colorado, right? Hey, guess whose territory we usurped, co-opted, and have in our country now? I'm not arguing for Aztlan, certainly, but let's get real here. Now, part of the fear is fed by reports on criminal activity by gangs coming up from Latin America. Well, guess what? Gangs are here anyway. They've been here from Colombia for a long time because of our insane drug policies. And, you know, see insane drug policy. In other words, the consequences of our action leads to a lot of the problems that we have. But 99.9%, I would warrant, okay, make it 99%. Percent of the people here aren't with the Malatruchas or somebody else who's going to scare the nonsense out of you. Okay? So just stop it. It's 303-713-7600. I know, and those of you who support what I'm saying, it's 303-713-7600. We have to talk rationally about this. We have to extend a hand out to our Latino brothers and sisters and say, I'm sorry, no more shadows. Let's get this out of the shadows. Let's fess up. And, by the way, if you think you're going to go for one of those jobs that the immigrants have here, I'd love to hear from you. Because how are you going to deal? Because every time I do this kind of show, small business people call me up and say, you know what, without hiring new immigrants to this country, I couldn't make it. There's no way, because they want to pay people less. Now, you can quibble with that and say, get a better business model. Or if you can't go into business and hire people for a decent working wage, then don't. I mean, I'm talking for equity all around here. But if we're and remember, these people pay taxes, they pay Social Security, illegals among us, people who are just undocumented, illegal by quirks of law. And to look at Tom Tancredo's smarmy little face spewing the kind of, hi, I'm really nice, but, you know, I just am hiding all sorts of evil intent. I remember him from long ago and far away with his little right-wing reactionary groups. And he's a sad, tired, however he got elected to Congress, I do not understand. But he's there, and here we go. Let's make it bigotry on parade. Walk up to him and say, okay, want to build a fence around Canada? Can we have barbed wire in our oceans now? Because the people coming into this region also come in containers. In containers. They're smuggled in containers. They come from China. Even with capitalism over in China, people are still trying to get into this country. So we have to talk about the reasons that is. We have a whole dislocation. GM workers are going to start being laid off this week. I know it's tough out here. But part of the problem is we have a country that has gone insane with all sorts of liberation of policies that they said would make it better in the world for people in poorer countries as well as our own. And I don't see very much evidence of that. It is time to hold their feet to the fire and say, be accountable. Come up with policies that are sane and rational and fit the world that we live in. I don't think anybody truly wants to be a bigot unless they're mildly insane. And those of you there's probably no hope for. But there are people who, you know, they just are afraid, and they know, and here's what I don't like about Tancredo, and here's what it is. He knows better. He flogs this because he wants power, and that is disgusting in my book. Vile. I mean, just to say, okay, I'm going to flog on Mexicans for a while now so that I can get more press. It's really. So 70,000 people, if 50 to 70,000 people marched over the weekend, if you marched, I'd like to know why. How did you march? What did you march about? When did your family come here? If you work with illegals or if you, because if you work in a hotel, if you work in the fields of Colorado, if you work in certain industries, you are very much working alongside people who may well not be in this country legally. Okay, that was a bit of a clumsy sentence. Hey, it's 6:39 in the morning. All right, I'll be back. I would love to hear from you. Here's the number. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. It's 303-713-7600, and this is AM 760, Progressive Talk. And standing by with Progressive Traffic is Bailey.
Well, thank you. Off to a good start this morning. Checking clear on I-25, I-70, and 225. Actually, I-25 is starting to get a little busy southbound from 84th Avenue down to the Turnpike. 6th Avenue, I-76, and C-470, they're still trouble-free. And if you're off to Wyoming, going to run into some trouble as I-80 is closed between Cheyenne and Rollins. That's because of a really bad accident. Once it does reopen, expect some pretty hefty delays. Around town, things are starting to pick up again on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, Highway 287 and Highway 93. Turnpike looking real good through Broomfield and Westminster. And checking out the forecast, going to see sunny skies today. Highs close to 60. Right now, we're at 28 degrees. Sorry about that. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Green up your turf and improve your soil. Apply Colorado-made Pro-Rich Turf Food by Richlawn. Available at your favorite garden center or log on to richlawn.com for a store near you. For a healthier, greener lawn, apply Colorado-made Richlawn Turf Food today.
Breakfast with Jay Marvin and Al Franken. Dinner with Jay Marvin and Ed Schultz. $500 cash. The grand prize? An eco trip to Costa Rica.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking.
Sign up for your chance to win on am760.net.
15 weeks in Denver, 3 weeks in France and Italy. Where can you find an opportunity like this? The Cook Street Professional Food and Wine Career Program. Beginning April 3rd, you can experience this intensive hands-on culinary training. The Cook Street curriculum reflects their unwavering commitment to the values, principles, and techniques of classical European cuisine. Sign up today at 303-308-9300, 303-308-9300, or online at cookstreet.com.
Did you know that 40% of all consumers with an HDTV set in their house don't even subscribe to HDTV channels? What are they waiting for? Dish Network is now offering 23 channels of high-definition television. Dish Network has the most HD programming with nearly twice as much national HDTV than the other guys, and more than 200 hours of shows in HD every day. Dish Network just recently launched your local channels in high-definition. Sign up with Dish Network and get $200 in savings, including a $10 credit for 10 months on qualified programming and $100 cash back from Showtime when you sign up with Dish Network and Showtime. Standard programming packages start at $19.99 per month. Dish HD packages start at $49.99 per month. With Dish Network, there's no equipment to buy and free standard professional installation. Call today and sign up for Dish Network. 1-888-DISH-924. That's 1-888-347-4924. Offer ends 4/15/06. All prices, packages, and programs subject to change without notice. Requires a $49.99 activation fee and HD receiver upgrade fee. Restrictions, credit approval, qualifying programming purchase, and monthly receiver fee apply.
Before the Chronicles of Narnia and the Lord of the Rings, there was another great fantasy adventure. One man desired by two powerful women.
Do you believe in destiny?
Battles his fate and the darkest of magic.
Siegfried, he must be stopped.
Terminator 3's Kristanna Loken, Max von Sydow, and 24's Julian Sands in the new Sci-Fi Channel original miniseries, Dark Kingdom. Premieres tonight at 9, 8 central, only on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Just that moment, you know, when she first crossed my path, man. What a feeling that was.
She moves me.
The way that her skin looks to me, she truly is the closest thing I've seen to an angel.
Everything about her is fantastic. Her skin is really smooth. I sound like an idiot.
You never know how a woman's glow will affect a man. And now every woman can enhance her glow with new Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion with Skin Brighteners. Visit Dove.com for your free sample of Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion while supplies last.
Hey, it's Randy Rhodes. Find out how you can win an incredible getaway to the Crocodile Bay Lodge in Costa Rica on AM760.net.
Okay, one of the reasons I haven't mentioned this contest is because I'm jealous. Now, here's what you do. You become a member of the Progressive Club. Do it right now at AM760.net because starting next week, we'll be giving away prizes as a thank you. You get to either eat dinner with Ed Schultz, breakfast with Al Franken, up to $500 cash in the best, all expenses trip paid, Echo trip to Costa Rica, courtesy of Crocodile Bay Lodge. And as I said in my blurb that I send out to listeners, and if you'd like to sign up for that, you just go to AaronHartShow.com. But go to AM60.net to sign up for this contest. Sign up for Win a Costa Rica Getaway. I kept telling Jerry Bell, the program director, mira, yo hablo español fluentemente. Yo hablo español caribeño. I speak Spanish from a Caribbean accent. Come on, come on. I need to go and host this trip. Okay, I doubt if that'll happen, but you should go and tell me all about it. Okay, that's a thank you to our listeners, and why not? I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. It's 303-713-7600. We're talking immigration. Kathleen in Littleton, welcome.
How are you?
I'm good, except that I don't qualify to go to Costa Rica. I really think I ought to host it, don't you? I mean, I could translate for everyone.
Absolutely. I think it'd be translator.
Great. See?
I see this issue a little more broadly than just about jobs.
Okay.
The 11 million people that are here, unfortunately, are taking jobs that are not paying a lot. These are jobs that don't give them benefits, don't give them health care. They're not jobs where they can go out and buy homes. It's really not a good living compared to most of us, which is a problem for them as well as us. I mean, they then become part of the healthcare system problem, from needing to go to emergency rooms, not getting prenatal care, or having to get it from the state. They're in our schools, and that drains the schools because they aren't paying the taxes that actually put money into the coffers of the school,
right,
which is the housing. And me personally, I am a physical therapist, and I have to pay a translator to come with these people when they get work comp, which takes the money that I would be making.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we are required by law to have a translator. So, I mean, it's becoming a drain. I'm not saying that we should throw them out, but I'm saying this is a huge problem other than jobs.
Well, I think it was George Will on one of the chat shows was saying, if you do throw all 11 million people out, you're going to have a line of trucks from San Diego all the way up to Alaska, and you're going to have 200,000 people apiece in them. I mean, it's ridiculous. You can't do this. I mean, there's no way you're going to throw 11 million people out of the country.
Absolutely.
It's just not going to happen. Not going to happen. It's ridiculous to even assume that is happenable. But see, that's what I mean about Tancredo cynically using the issue to flog his agenda. Now, I understand having to have a translator probably is a pain, and they don't have the kind of money to pay a surcharge for it. But you wouldn't have this business unless they were hiring you, right?
No, that's not true. Actually, we're required to take them.
Okay. And you resent that.
I don't resent it. I just, it doesn't make money. And I have to tell you, the clinic I'm working in, I could lose my job any minute because we're not making money.
Well, then that's not good business.
No, it's not good business.
I understand.
But we are required by law. And I prefer a translator, believe me, because you cannot treat somebody without a translator.
Right.
And it's not just Spanish.
Have you ever
people.
Thought about using learning Spanish?
But it's not Spanish. That's the problem. It's all the languages now. We don't have just Spanish people.
Well, you mean Vietnamese, you mean other languages?
Yes, you have all of the Eastern Bloc nations. It's everything. So
Yugoslavia, Russia.
Exactly. So it's
gotcha.
Not just Spanish people. But we're talking a huge problem on the healthcare.
Well, you know,
system.
Israel. I was really impressed when I was in the Middle East in the territories and on the border of the territories we couldn't actually cross over at the time. But you know, it amazed me when people immigrate to Israel. I mean, obviously they're welcomed in a different way, perhaps. But the reality is, why not have a structure where we welcome people in and teach them English? Do you know what I mean? Why don't we have a system? They have a system to say, hi, you need a skill, you need a trade, you need this, you need that. I'm not saying it's going to be perfect. But if we welcome them, if we treat them like junk, that doesn't seem to help. Do you know what I mean? So, I don't know. I think there's a lot of changes that be made, and I would start first and foremost, I guess if I were in charge of your case, I'd say you have to have a surcharge for translators. That's it.
And
you have to compensate.
You can't charge because they cannot pay.
No. I mean, the state has to pay. If the state requires you for that, then we as taxpayers have to help you mitigate the cost.
Right.
Now I'm making people mad.
What I'm saying is I would like people to understand this is not just a job issue.
Right.
Everyone's about job.
Right.
This is a cultural issue that, of course, unfortunately, most of our Spanish people voted for Bush for some reason.
In Colorado, the majority?
Yes. Across the board, the Latinos voted for Bush.
No. No. The highest I think he's ever gotten is 40-something in New Mexico. I can't believe that. But I would agree that more Latinos voted for George Bush than absolutely should have, and now they're going to regret it. Thank you so much for your call, Kathleen.
Thank you.
I'd like to go to Pat in Broomfield. Hi, Pat. I think I can squeeze you in before the break.
Good morning,
yes. Aaron. Good morning, Pat.
I have to tell you, I don't agree with you.
That's fine.
I'm from Miami.
Mm-hmm.
You ever lived in Miami? I'm an American citizen born and bred.
Uh-huh.
If you don't speak Spanish, if you're not bilingual in Miami,
right,
you're SOL.
I know.
Wrong answer.
Uh-huh.
And I've had Cubans look at me and tell me, we made Miami. My husband and I finally left.
Mm-hmm.
They don't assimilate. We have to listen to Spanish. We have to learn to speak Spanish. I don't want to learn to speak Spanish. I'm an American. English is the country's language.
Well, if you had lived in Denver at the turn of the century, you would have had to be bilingual in German. So I guess it depends on which epoch you're going through in our country. I think eventually people do assimilate. But I understand. Cubans are very proud. They didn't particularly want to learn English, in part because they thought they were going back to Cuba any second.
And that's baloney. I can't go down that road because I'll go nuts. The bottom simple to me, what bothers me, my mother's family was Irish, came from Ireland. She can tell me stories, or could when she was alive, of how they were treated in Massachusetts.
And no dogs, no Irish here.
Exactly.
Yep.
You assimilate. You get rid of the accent. You speak English the way we do.
So because you were treated abominably, you want other people
no,
to...
No,
okay.
But they learned, and they assimilated.
Right.
And I'm sorry, this language thing just, it grates on me. I mean, I went into a...
But originally, these areas, Florida, I mean, originally they were speaking in Native American tongues. Then they
That's
spoke
true.
Spanish for a very long time. I mean, we're very recent interlopers. It is the power of our economic, of our economic sense that has changed this country into a predominantly English-speaking one.
If you and I moved to
Maybe
Germany,
it's going the other way.
Or we moved to Spain, or we moved to Italy,
mm-hmm.
could we demand... They speak English
for us.
Oh,
I believe that people should speak English, absolutely, but I don't think they ought to be at your beck and call and do it just because you want them to. I think that sounds jingoistic and mildly racist. I really do, and I don't mean to offend you, and I understand that you feel put upon by all this. But see, I look at it as exotic and cool and wonderful that we have multi-languages in this country. I don't want us to be all one thing.
I agree with you.
All one thing is boring.
I agree with you, and I agree with you on that. My problem is I went into a department store, a Bloomingdale's department store in Miami.
Right.
Went up to the counter. The girl spoke to me in Spanish. I said, I don't speak Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
She looked at me completely confused, spoke to me in Spanish again. I said, I don't speak Spanish. Speak to me in English.
Well,
she couldn't.
Yeah, and see, that's not good. If you're operating in a bilingual country, then you should have people who speak English there too. I mean, in Puerto Rico, when I grew up in Puerto Rico, as it so happens, and most people in stores, particularly ones dealing with the North American trade, as it were, had bilingual people on the premises. Why? Because it's good business.
Exactly.
So obviously they lost you as a customer.
They
so that was
me
stupid.
As a customer, and this and Miami. My husband had lived there for 45 years. He got there long before the first wave of Cuban refugees.
I hear the resentment in your voice, but, you know, sooner or later we're going to have you have to let that go, I think. But I understand what you're talking about, and I'm sure you're not alone. It's 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for J. Marvin. Don't forget, go to am760.net, sign up for that, because I'd love to go to Crocodilio, Crocodile Bay Lodge in Costa Rica. Really, I speak Spanish fluently. I think Jerry should send me, don't you? Yes. All right. I'm Aaron Hart.
AM760, progressive traffic.
Sun glare definitely going to be an issue if you're headed eastbound this morning. You want to have those shades handy. Now, we're getting word of our first accidents of the morning. Eastbound 6th Avenue, car hit the wall and spun out near Calumet. Also have a four-car crash in the center lane, eastbound on the turnpike near Pecos. So expect those jams approaching Federal. Now, on the north end of town, south on I-25, it's a slow go from 104th down to the turnpike. I-70 starting to fill in between Pecos and Brighton Boulevard and south on 225. Pretty busy as you head down toward the tech center. Around town, things are crowded now on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93, Arapahoe, Broadway, Baseline, South Boulder Road are filling in. And checking the forecast, sunny today, highs close to 60, might not quite make it. We're at 28 degrees at the moment. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Visit Scandinavian Designs now to view their wide selection of fine, beautifully designed, affordably priced furniture for your home and office on North Wadsworth Parkway or Hamden Avenue, or visit ScandinavianDesigns.com. That's ScandinavianDesigns.com.
Hey, Jay, congratulations. It's Al Franken here. 1 year on AM 760 Progressive Talk. That's amazing. Here's to many, many more years. Here's to 20 more years. Hell, 30. 40 more years, Jay. What am I talking about? 75 more years. Huh?
Are you worried about money? Is your current income not enough? Are you looking for answers? Well, My Freedom System may have what you're looking for. This is a legitimate income opportunity that offers essential, patented technology in a huge marketplace with virtually no competition. With a step-by-step proven business method, you can earn an extra $500, $1,000, $2,000, or more in your first 30 days, which is 8 to 10 hours of work a week. To receive your free info pack, call 303-271-1234. That's 303-271-1234.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin for Rocky's Autos, and Rocky's matching down is back, and it's back big time, up to $1,500. So if you've got $500 to put down, you've got $1,000. If you've got $1,500 to put down, you've got $3,000. Rocky's Autos, with the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado, over 500 good-looking units on the lot. Mary and I've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks. Mary and I just recently bought yet another car from Rockies, and we've been buying from Rockies since 1996. And I'm telling you, at Rockies Autos, they are dedicated to making you happy. Over 100 people out there, and their sole goal is to make sure that your buying experience is A1. And now with the matching down up to $1,500, a car at Rockies is even more affordable than before. Check it out, Rockies Autos. You can check them out on the internet at rockiesautos.com. Rockies Autos, been family owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Stuck in traffic? Garmin has portable car navigation systems that can warn you of traffic jams and automatically reroute you before it's too late. Garmin, the leader in navigation. We'll take you there.
Metco Landscaping and Snow Removal joins with business leaders and organizations encouraging and supporting parents with teens. Parents are tackling the responsibility of talking with their teens about being careful every time they get into a car. Remember, talking to your kids is making a difference. Never assume that a good kid will always choose the right thing to do. This is from Metco Landscaping and Snow Removal on Rifle Street in Aurora. Metco Landscaping and Snow Removal.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes. Find out how to win an incredible getaway to the Crocodile Bay Lodge in Costa Rica on AM760.net.
Live. This is Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin. Jay Marvin's taking a day off. AM 760 Progressive Talk. We want to thank you. So, hey, starting Monday, April 3rd, you're going to have a chance to win great daily prizes every weekday. Go to 760.net, AM760.net. Sign up. And be sure to send an email that says, let Aaron host the trip, Echo Trip, to Costa Rica. Because I speak Spanish fluently, man. I should go. It's one. I'm sure many of you think you ought to go, too. But do sign up. It sounds wonderful. I want to go to an Echo Lodge. Doesn't that just sound like fun? In La Jungla, in the jungle. 303-713-7600. Rodrigo in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Buenos días, Aaron.
Buenos días.
¿Cómo está?
Muy bien.
Hola.
Fuiste a las demostraciones.
Yeah, I went there. Yeah, I was there on Saturday. I'm really proud of Hispanic and Latina community.
It's great.
First off, I wanted to tell that lady who was on the phone with you earlier. First off, I am an American. I came from Mexico to the United States. Okay. I was born and raised in Mexico City for about 15, 16 years, and then I moved over to the States. I've been in California, Colorado, and Utah. And what I seem to recall is that it doesn't matter if you're Hispanic. It's a language barrier. Because if you learn the language, you don't have to forget the Spanish. You can learn English, plus still be a Hispanic and Latino forever. Hey. That's not going to go away.
No. You're right. And you know what? My father, Rodrigo, tried to get Spanish and English taught from the first grade on in Colorado. It was one of his, you know, projects. Because he thought we all ought to be bilingual so that we could go from the tip of Canada down to Tierra del Fuego if we wanted to.
That's actually where my wife's from, Chile.
Really?
My wife's from Chile, all the way from Alaska, from Greenland to South America. That's all one single America. It should be one single America.
I agree. I think we would all be much better off if we behaved that way.
Yeah, it should be that way because I don't mean to sound racist or anything, but the first pilgrims who came over to America took the lands from the natives who were already here.
Spaniards did to your natives.
Oh, they took it all. They gave us mirrors and we gave them gold.
Yep.
You know,
They gave us diseases.
They brought from overseas gonorrhea. And the AIDS came over. They came later on.
Yep.
And then no offense to the African descendant community, but they brought some of the AIDS from Africa.
Well, that actually was spread in part by Caucasians who were traveling there. But let me ask you a question in terms of this, Rodrigo. Why is it? What is it about immigration that scares people so much, Caucasians? What is it? Is it fear of the other?
Can you all handle the truth?
I can.
Can you? Okay. I hope some of your listeners do too. Okay. What scares them the most is that we are taking things back, things that belonged to us way before they came over, the first pilgrims came over.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see many Navajos very happy living in refugee camps, many Cherokee. I know many of them. They teach me Navajo and Cherokee. Some I've been to North and South Dakota. I've met natives. Those Anglos and Caucasians that call themselves natives, they are not really natives. They are just descendants.
So you say that they're afraid then of the country becoming Latin American. Is that it?
It shouldn't be. It's a whole different country. The U.S. is a whole different country, but it belongs to America. Yes, I understand that.
Yes,
it belongs to America.
I know. So you're not saying you don't mind the United States of America existing or its borders. You're not you're not somebody who wants Aztlán, right? You're not looking to co-opt it back into Mexico. Okay.
You know what I hate? What I hate about these people is that they try to get us out, and yet they're still buying from China. They still support those guys.
Listen, Mexico's buying from China, too.
Yeah, and probably those clothes they're wearing now, it's just made in Guatemala, made in Philippines,
made in
Bangladesh. I mean, how could they support that? If they really want us out of here, they should support a new wages for all those people that are working. I mean, come on, the Border Patrol uniform, somebody in Mexico. Can you freaking believe that?
Well, and you come from the DFA. You know how hideous the air pollution in Mexico. Last time I was in Mexico City, I thought my skin had acid spilled on it. It was so bad. So I think one of the things we have to talk about are our economic and agricultural and environmental reforms, and certainly not go down and build a bunch of border companies and corporations that are going to pay people, you know, one-tenth of what they pay in the United States. I don't think that's necessarily the solution either. So which of these bills that's being talked about do you approve of?
4437?
Uh-huh.
No, I do not approve of
no,
it.
No, no. Who does? I mean, ugh, the felony?
No. You know, the Nazi era is gone.
Okay, so...
was killed, or he, I'm with.
Well,
I get
a little sensitive. I'd be careful of comparing everything to the Nazis, because that was really a unique kind of horror and evil, and I think when people do that, they kind of overdraw.
Yeah, my bad. I apologize for that.
No,
but the major thing about here is, right now, it's money. Okay?
Yeah. That's
money.
It usually is.
A guy that I'm working for a lumber company, I'm not going to say who I'm working for, but I lost another guy. I mean, he just left. Mm-hmm. He was a U.S. citizen. He didn't want the job. So I took over. So I gave the guy, I talked to my supervisor. I told him, can I get a shot at it? He said, yeah. And I've been there for about 2 years.
Good for you.
He did not want that job. I earned it.
See,
I didn't take his job. I didn't come over. And I'm actually making more than he is now.
Good.
It's not about wages. You see, they say we come here and do things for less. No, not me. Not many of my people.
Good.
You know, we all should be the same. We all should be treated equal.
I agree. I agree completely.
We're here to do a better job. That's what they're afraid of.
I got you.
We're doing a better job.
Thank you so much for enlightening us. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
Best to you. Si se puede. Okay, let's go with Preston in Denver. Hi, Preston. Thank you for waiting on the J. Marvin Show. Good morning.
Hi, Aaron.
Hey, Preston.
That's fantastic that your parents taught you to be bilingual.
Yes, they did. It was wonderful.
I'm working on my Spanish right now, and I actually attended the march.
Mm.
On Saturday.
Good.
And it was just a fantastic experience.
Must have been very exhilarating. It looked really fun. People were like, I love the reporters. They were like, people are singing and laughing and having fun. And I was like, what do you think a Latin American demonstration is
exactly.
Like?
There's this music group there playing traditional music, and they're hopping around having a wonderful time. And
absolutely.
Actually, I had worn this Emiliano Zapata T-shirt that I recently purchased. And people kept yelling out, Zapata, Zapata vive, and we were having a good time. And one of the things that prompted me to be there was knowing some immigrants. I used to work at a restaurant washing dishes, and a few of the people I worked with were from Guatemala.
Mm-hmm.
And they were illegals, and they had come because, well, a lot of their family had been murdered.
By the death squads.
Exactly.
That Ronald Reagan helped support.
Exactly. Another person I lived with, a woman, she ended up marrying a man from El Salvador. He had been recruited by the government military, another proxy force of the U.S. that was trained at the School of the Americas in Fort Benning. So we're deeply connected with the
deeply
suffering that's been going on in Latin America.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of the warfare has cooled off a little bit, and to Clinton's credit, he apologized for what went on in Guatemala.
Yes.
But there's still a lot of economic machinations going on, causing suffering.
And we ignored, look, they have Latin America for the past decade has been headed towards democratic reform, and because the United States ignored them, and George Bush in particular did this, idiot that he is, and I shouldn't call the president of the United States an idiot. I wish he were a better man and I didn't have to. But there you go. They went in and they ignored it totally. They ignored a lot of possibilities. And so now people from a more extreme left point of view than they want are taking over in countries like Bolivia. Well, it's
mm-hmm.
our fault. We let it happen to a certain degree.
Yeah.
And you know, the reality is we had a great chance to form a partnership in terms of economics and environmental reform and really enhance it. And encourage people to be bilingual or trilingual. My niece, for example, is learning Portuguese because she wants to be a part of the American experience. That's what you want. She already speaks Spanish fluently. Why shouldn't she learn Portuguese so she can do business anywhere?
Yeah.
You know, but oh, no, we can't have that.
That's right. And, you know, I wish the people in Bolivia the best of luck. And in Chile, they just elected the first female president.
And the first thing she did was guarantee health care for the elderly. Wow!
That's right.
What a gal.
And
what a woman. All right, I got to go, Preston.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. Vive Zapata. Okay, and vive the president, new president of Chile, man. She is wonderful. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. The number is 303-713-7600. We'll continue to talk about the environment and also the war in Iraq coming up. We'll be talking to Jay Fawcett a little bit later in the show. He's running for Congress against Joel Heffley. All that and more coming up on the Jay Marvin Show. You better not miss a thing. It's 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760 Progressive Talk.
In 1999, Beverly Thurloway had surgery for breast cancer. Years later, her doctor recommended a lung scan.
Sure enough, it detected a tumor on my lung.
But Beverly couldn't have lung surgery. Fortunately, she was a candidate for CyberKnife.
It's a good thing because it really was my only hope.
Beverly was treated at Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, where we're restoring hope for tumor patients, even those who think they have no options. CyberKnife destroys tumors with a beam of radiation while sparing surrounding tissue with 1 millimeter accuracy.
It was unbelievable. I just laid there comfortably enjoying music, and now I'm told I no longer have lung cancer. I've had cancer surgery, and I can't believe this is all it took to get rid of a lung tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
Progressive Club members on AM760.net have a chance to win big prizes from AM760. Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton, Denver Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Front and center on Capitol Hill, immigration reform. First in the Senate Judiciary Committee about an hour from now, then the full Senate tomorrow. New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson hopes the Senate resist calls for a crackdown on undocumented migrants who entered the country illegally.
It's unrealistic to deport them. What are you going to go into their homes, knock on their doors, find 11 million? The cost is going to be prohibitive.
Republican strategist Babe Buchanan says the law shouldn't turn a blind eye.
We should absolutely stand up to the law and let people come through legal channels, but no way reward them for illegal behavior.
That is an obvious reference to President Bush's guest worker program. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. In about an hour, Mr. Bush will use an appearance at a naturalization ceremony to discuss the idea of temporary legal status for undocumented workers. He's worried about the increasingly polarized tone of the debate that threatens to split his own party on the immigration issue. He's also concerned about alienating Latino voters, Frank.
And overseas, a suicide bombing in an Iraqi recruiting station near Tal Afar took at least 30 lives, pushing the death toll from attacks in the past 24 hours well over 100 now. Back in this country, the jury that's facing a life and death decision in the case of Al-Qaeda conspirator Zakarias Moussaoui could hear from Moussaoui himself before the day is out. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen says the defendant is adamant about testifying.
He wants to explain to jurors how he is a member of Al-Qaeda, but was part of a different terror plot, one that was supposed to unfold after 9/11.
Prosecutors say Moussaoui should die because he withheld information that could have prevented the attacks on New York and Washington. New Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke will be sitting in Alan Greenspan's place a few hours from now when Fed policymakers open a two-day meeting on interest rates. Analysts expect the meeting to produce the Fed's 15th straight quarter-point increase in short-term rates. They'll be watching for any hint that it's close to done with a round of credit tightening that began almost 2 years ago. The thin blue line is getting thinner. CBS's Steve Kathan is here to tell us why.
Police chiefs all over the country complain they can't find people to fill thousands of open jobs. Many potential recruits have joined the military. Some already on the job have quit to get higher-paying jobs in Homeland Security, forcing departments to ease hiring standards.
Steve, what sorts of incentives are police departments dangling to attract new recruits?
Well, everything from thousands in signing bonuses to house down payments and extra vacation. In San Diego, the county sheriff's department is giving bonuses to employees who bring in recruits, Frank.
CBS's Steve Kathan. The preacher's wife, who allegedly shot her husband to death late last week, is facing a court appearance in Selmer, Tennessee. A friend who saw Mary Winkler yesterday says Winkler said she was sorry, but did not say why her husband, Matthew, was shot. Just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are pointing slightly higher. They're ahead about a half point. This is CBS News.
After the baby, I started working out and got a pain reliever for my knees. Went back to work, got something else for tension headaches. Baby got big, I got one more for my back. Every new pain, a different pain reliever. But not anymore. Today, I'm all Advil. It's my every pain reliever. Advil works wherever I hurt, so I'm ready for anything. I'm all Advil. Are you all Advil?
Use as directed.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Give someone special to you the gift that will be remembered for years to come. Name a star after them. The Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list for $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. It's the perfect gift for birthdays, weddings, and just about any occasion. Give the ultimate gift. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. We proudly support the Starlight Starbright Children's Foundation.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Commerce City police are investigating what they believe to be a hand grenade in a car. Police reportedly pulled the car over just before 4 o'clock this morning near 86th and Willow. One person is said to be in custody, possibly a juvenile. An overwhelming rejection of the latest RTD contract offer by union workers. Union spokesman Dave Minshall.
Well, when 95% of your members say, no, this isn't good enough, they hope RTD gets the message. It isn't good enough.
The proposal was for an average $1.80 hourly wage increase over 3 years. The union says it wants to talk more with RTD. A 48-year-old Carbondale man has died after hitting a tree at Snowmass. The name of that man, who was pronounced dead at Aspen Valley Hospital, has not been released. Mostly sunny today, light winds, high around 53. Right now, 32 degrees in Denver. It's 30 in Boulder. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thank you. More people are heading out, and we're seeing some trouble. Have an accident eastbound 6th Avenue. Car hit the wall and spun out approaching Osage, and then had this four-car crash in the center lane. It's just been moved off to the shoulder eastbound on the turnpike near Pecos, so expect jams approaching Sheridan. If you're coming out of Thornton North Glen, southbound I-25, slows from 104th down to the turnpike. Now we're starting to fill in as you head into downtown. I-70 is a busy ride for you, eastbound from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard. It's up on 225, slows as you head into the tech center. Around town, seeing the usual delays in both directions of the diagonal between Boulder and Longmont. Highway 93 and Foothills Parkway, they're busy as well. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
For steakhouse quality beef without the steakhouse price, head to King Soopers. Nobody has a better selection of USDA choice steaks and roasts, and King Soopers goes the extra step by aging each cut to perfection. King Soopers, right store, right price.
Stuck in traffic? Garmin has portable car navigation systems that can warn you of traffic jams and automatically reroute you before it's too late. Garmin, the leader in navigation. We'll take you there.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Man, I forgot my breakfast at home, so I'm having to eat a chef salad for breakfast. It's kind of weird, but it's really good. It's 7:06. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. Good morning. Wow. Big demonstrations over the weekend about immigration, the law. I can't remember its number, 447. Terrible. Terrible. But, you know, hey, what do you expect? And I doubt if Joel Heffley, by the way, is one of its supporters, but we'll be talking to his opponent, Jay Fawcett, coming up on the show in the next hour. This hour, though, it's just us. And I haven't visited with you for a while, since the holidays. Many of you also write me and go, how's Pedro? Pedro is doing fine. Pedro is my little dog. I was just joking around with John Turk, the producer, that Pedro has had a habit of, at first he slept in his little house, then he got operated on and I felt bad and I let him sleep on the bed because he kept hitting his head with a little cone inside of his house. So then I put him back in his house when he got better, and then I figured, oh, I miss him. So I let him sleep in a little bed on the end of my bed. Okay, I've totally relented. This dog now likes to sneak under the covers. And at first, and it used to wake me up, and I'd worry, oh, my God, he's going to smother. Well, so far he hasn't smothered, but, you know, he's just, he's such a cuddle baby. And during the rest of the day, he hops. So he's a jumpy dog, and he's coming up on a year old, and if you've never had a small dog, I highly recommend it. All right, it's 1-303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. And we've been talking about immigration, and I mean no disrespect to people who are worried necessarily, unless you're a flat-out racist, in which case I got a bone to pick with you. But most people are in between. They're like the woman who feels uncomfortable when she goes into a store and doesn't want somebody speaking Spanish to her. But I've got to tell you, I go to stores. I went into, where did I go the other day? It used to be the Bon Marché. Now it's Macy's. Consolidation. And I went into Macy's, and I went down to the, I like to go to the bargain basement these days. So I went into the bargain basement, and the woman there spoke, I believe it was Russian, some Slavic language, with such a thick accent. And I'm pretty good at deciphering accents, because I like to emulate them for voiceover purposes. But I got to tell you, I was having a tough time. And the other day I talked to a woman on the phone, and she was telling me something about my health care and came across as flat-out rude. But it was because she is Asian, and she was learning our languages, and she's still a little fuzzy on how not to be extremely blunt when maybe with healthcare terms you shouldn't be, as her supervisor explained after I went, what? And felt really bad. And then I felt bad. I said, I mean no disrespect to her. I know she's learning English, but my goodness. I mean, she came across as, you know, hey, just look up your doctor on the computer, okay? And I was like, I will not. So I think one of the things that we've all got to be careful with is understanding. I mean, maybe because I lived, I grew up part of the time in Puerto Rico, and I know what it's like not to be understood and to be in another country where you're the minority and you don't speak the dominant language, and you feel left out. So the thing that you do, I think I agree with most of you that you have to learn English. In order to come here, you do have to know English. Face it, you have to learn English. Basically, it's the lingua franca, and I said that on purpose, of the world these days. It's what people do to negotiate and do business. So for that reason alone, we should have, I think, a way for people to learn the language, immersion, whatever way works the best. But we tend to have a dirty little secret with immigration. We have it, but we wanted to pretend it isn't here. We say, give me your tired, you're poor, but just don't tell us about it. Just sweep that floor, mop that floor, and could you please work in places like back in hotel and restaurant kitchens where I can't see you? Well, that's nonsense, to say nothing of being racist. So we need to figure out a way to quit being so, so incredibly schizophrenic about this. At the same time, we just had a big blow up with the Dubai port deal, and part of the problem there was we had a government that had given money to people who wanted to blow us up, but also a country that, so you know, we're struggling with a lot of things in terms of globalization. I don't particularly want Dubai or any other country to be in charge of our ports, though. I really don't. I think it ought to be homegrown American business run by us because it's our government and it's our country. And I don't care where you came from originally, as long as you, you know, take the oath and you're part of us and you're becoming a citizen and you're going along your merry way. But you see, we still don't feel comfortable. Maybe it's because we're isolated by geography, by two big oceans. Maybe it's because we've always had an uneasy time, or we've always persecuted the latest people to come here. We always do. We go after the latest groups, whether, you know, Haitians, Cubans, Puerto Ricans, Mexicans, Guatemalans. And Puerto Ricans get incensed, for example, because they're United States citizens. And they look up and say, don't even think about it. The other thing we do is we lump everybody all together. Oh, well, you know, Latinos. Well, they are different groups. And as several of our callers have pointed out this morning at 303-713-7600, this country is a polyglot nation. There are people who speak Slavic languages. The masseur who was talking about, masseuse, I can't remember which one's female, who was talking about, you know, having to hire translators in various language. Now, in a way, that's cosmopolitan and cool. And maybe because I've always lived in port cities the bulk of my life, and then in Denver, which is fairly cosmopolitan and certainly has several big dominant groups, I've always thought it was very wonderful that our country has people of all nations and that we speak other languages and that we're all getting to know. But sometimes you have to negotiate and make your way through it. The idea that we're now talking about criminalizing with the law to make people felons for helping refugees strikes horror to my heart, because I remember when the Catholic Church was one of the few entities who gave shelter to people who were being, whose families were being slaughtered en masse in Nicaragua, in Guatemala, in Honduras. And that will not stand, as far as I'm concerned. So we need to talk about this from several different angles. And again, I challenge you, if you've worked with people, if you know people who are here illegally and understand the issue from that level, too, or you hire them, I want to hear why you hire them, why it's necessary for you to do that, and what you think needs to be changed at 303-713-7600. Then I also want to talk about the war in Iraq, because its anniversary passed recently. I was in Colorado during that terrible snowstorm when it all went down, and I'd love to hear your thoughts along the front range about the anniversary of the war and where we are now. Steve in Aurora, thank you for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yes. Howdy. What I don't, okay, if we want to give the White House, not back to, continue with the Republicans, if this November Democrats want to have just a small hope of winning back the House or the Senate, we need to wake the hell up and get away from this business about calling people who oppose reckless, illegal, and underline that term, illegal immigration, get with it, or you can just hand over the whole country to the Republicans. And what I really get irritated at is people who are afraid to discuss people who are here illegally. They can't even say the word. It almost makes them vomit.
I just won't use the word alien. I'll say the word illegal all day long.
I'll use the word illegal. What is it about people that can't understand when you break the law, that's called illegal, there are consequences for employers?
Because I think people have an idea of where the law is and where reality is. And the reality is, apparently, immigrants from other countries who are here illegally help build our economy and help support our economy. No, it's not, actually. It's a reality, Jack.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a systems analyst. Let's talk about it one second, okay?
So you see a lot of people from India coming in legally and taking jobs.
Rather than calling me a racist because I don't like people who are here, once again...
I haven't called you a name yet, have I?
You've been alluding to that, said that word several times this morning.
In regards to certain attitudes, I haven't called you a name yet, have I? No.
This is not the turn of the century. Mm-hmm. This is not people that, at a point in time, and believe me, situational politics, situational economics, this is not a time when we're trying to get immigrants in here, begging for them to come in here. They are depressing wages.
Actually,
hang on, let me say,
you're
sucking
not
the
accurate,
life.
But okay, go ahead. Spin the story as you've been told it, and then I'll correct
You're afraid to say it. You're the problem of the Democratic Party.
No, I'm really not, but go ahead. Go ahead. Spin your story. Spin your story the way you've heard it from Tom Tancredo and his ilk, and then I'll correct you. Go ahead.
There you go again.
No.
You're labeling people. Just not, and I know what you call Tancredo, so that's what you're calling me and every other
no,
liberal.
No, I didn't. I said you're spinning the same stories. Here's the problem with your premise. The reality is, have you been in a farm field lately? Have you been there?
I have worked in a farm field when I was a kid.
Okay, me too. The reality is that many people don't want to do those jobs. You can try to hire it out, and I'll tell you what, employers can't afford, seriously now, farmers cannot afford to pay above a certain level and survive.
Here, legally. Can you understand? I'm trying to say. You just keep dodging it.
No, I'm not.
You don't want to use the word illegal.
How are you going to round up? Okay, well, what's your solution? You're going to round up 11 million people and deport them? You're going to set up camps? What are you going to do?
When some people...
You're going to start a loyalty test at the hotel? You're going to go into the restaurant and bag people? You're going to have a citizen's arrest and throw people out like the vigilantes? What are you going to do?
When people start talking about this truck going to Mexico that are 1,000 miles long, you got these people, you,
George
of course,
Will.
Phase it and you phase it in, and you start challenging people, you start fining employers, and I'm talking fining them
mm-hmm.
or jailing them,
mm-hmm.
and you got to start there. If there
okay.
was no source, that's where they go.
And if you're gonna jail Archer Daniels Midland, how quickly do you think the right wing Republicans are gonna do that? How are you gonna?
Are we not talking about change?
Yeah, but the reality is, what are you going to do with the 11 million people here? And your point of view, apparently, is round them up slowly and get them out of here. And I'm telling you, that's not going to work, one. Two, it's a hideous and horrifying contravention to our history as a nation, where people illegally and legally came here, built a country because they bought into give
it's
me your tired report. And one of the things that makes it, yeah, but one of the things that makes us different from modern day Europe, and I'm not talking about 1900 Europe, I'm talking about now Europe, is they treat, for example, in Germany, they go, oh, well, here's a green card, but don't really, we're going to isolate you, and oh, in France, oh, don't, we're not going to really call you French, and you're going to be French, but really, we don't want to know you, and go to these ghettos, and stay away from us, because we don't really want to intermingle with you. Their economies are flat, they're not growing very quickly, ours is growing. One of the reasons our economy is growing is because of immigrant illegal labor, whether you like it or not.
Why don't you address what's going on in any hospital from Los Angeles to San Diego, or in that matter, in Denver,
uh-huh.
and who in the hell is paying for all this stuff? And this business about jobs, yes, job wages.
The reasons that our health insurance, our health system is in crisis is not from illegal immigrants and 11 million people. It's from corporate greed and laws that are designed to help fat cats increase their benefits rather than decrease them. When you have a Medicare drug system that will not even allow people to negotiate for prices, something's wrong. No, I'm telling you, it's not their fault.
You won't answer what I just said.
No, I will. I'll be happy to. Coming up. We're running out short. I've got to go to a break, but I'm happy to address what you're talking about. 719, I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin on 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, we are seeing a busy ride this morning around town. Foothills Parkway, the diagonal and Highway 93 are loaded up. The turnpike slows from Sheridan. That's because of a crash. Four cars involved in this one. Now off to the right shoulder near Pecos. Also have an accident working if you're headed in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue. Car hit the wall, spun out. That's approaching Osage. And if you're coming out of Thornton North Glen, southbound I-25, slow go for you. From 104th right into downtown, now we're starting to stack up in both directions through T-Rex and I-70. Looking at brake lights eastbound from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard. Southbound 225, it's a busy ride for you as you head into the tech center. On to the forecast, going to see sunny skies today with highs close to 60. Right now we're at 28 degrees in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. It fooled me, we can't get fooled again.
Don't miss Fool Me Once, the hilarious April Fool's Day party at the Denver Press Club, hosted by Be the Change USA. Hear Elvis with State Representative Mike Merrifield as MC. Sign up at btc-usa.org or call 303-233-4345.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin from The Mortgage Store. You know, the average family has $12,000 in credit card debt. Now, this may be you, and there's something you can do about it. And The Mortgage Store can tell you how. You know, the feds have raised rates, but you can still save hundreds, even thousands of dollars every month if you have a less than perfect credit score with The Mortgage Store. If you're a homeowner, now's the time to tap into that untapped reserve of cash, and you can do it through The Mortgage Store. Their loan consultants at The Mortgage Store are experts in working with you, and you know what? They have helped thousands upon thousands upon thousands of families through their financial problems. They'll be with you every step of the way, from the very first phone call all the way to closing. The Mortgage Store specializes in helping borrowers who have less than perfect credit. So if you've been late on a couple of things, don't worry about it. They're not going to judge you. They're going to help you out. The Mortgage Store. Call them at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. Let me give you the number again for The Mortgage Store. 303-423-7171.
Are you a music fan? Do you sometimes feel like people aren't listening to you? Like your opinion doesn't matter? Well, at RateTheMusic.com, we want your opinion, and it does matter to us, and to radio and record executives across the country. At RateTheMusic.com, you can rate the music you love and voice your opinions on the music you hate. Signing up is as easy as visiting us now at www.RateTheMusic.com. Let your voice be heard at RateTheMusic.com.
Where do you want to be?
Everybody has a different idea of the perfect home.
We want a neighborhood with good schools.
Bob and I don't want to live around a bunch of noisy kids anymore. I'm concerned that the area have a reliable doggy daycare for Mr. Darcy. Find your perfect place. It's easy with RE/MAX. RE/MAX agents have the experience to make your dreams a reality. Visit RE/MAX.com today. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. Each office independently owned and operated.
Hey, it's Randy Rhodes. Find out how you can win an incredible getaway to the Crocodile Bay Lodge in Costa Rica on AM760.net.
And this is the way you do that. You go to the website, you sign up, and you'll have a chance to win daily prizes starting next Monday, April 3rd, every weekday, and you'll be qualified to win the Echo trip to Costa Rica, where you can stay at the Crocodile Bay Lounge. And that's not all. You'll get to dine with Jay Marvin, with Ed Schultz, Al Franken. Personally, I think I ought to host the trip to Costa Rica, but that's just my idea. I'm probably not going to go very far, but am760.net. Sign up now, and if your name is selected, we will only call your name when you tell us. You will be listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. That increases your chance to win. I have never heard that in a radio contest, so there you go. It's 303-713-7600, and once again, go to am760.net for details on that contest. We're talking immigration. It's a very emotional issue. Here's one of the problems with my last caller. He just wants to deport people. He just wants to hate. He just wants to go, illegal, illegal, illegal. You're violating the law. Well, you know what? Turning the entire population into felons probably isn't a really good idea either. Look, I know that the hospitals are a sore point. It should be a sore point with everyone, because the real problem with the hospital emergency rooms is that they're used by poor people, legal, illegal, and we have to pay for it with our tax dollars, which we're also paying for the consequences of allowing wealthier people to scarper out of having to contribute to a pile to pay for health insurance. Look, this is the problem, and when you have a situation where in Los Angeles they are literally taking people out of hospitals and dumping them on Skid Row, we need to change some things. Marshall in Arvada, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey.
I kind of want to explore the emotional part of this argument, because I think one of the problems with Democrats, if we try to explain the logical argument, you know, you're trying to explain the reality of this, and the Republicans have already, or, you know, certain Republicans have already tapped into the emotional aspect of this situation. And, you know.
Oh, I think the last caller was a Democrat. I don't think bigotry is limited to one side of the aisle.
Yeah, I know, but they've already tapped into the emotional argument, and that it concerns me, because, I mean, that's part of the reason we lost the gun debate, is why we were trying to explain the logic of it. They had already said, you know, we're going to take away your guns, and we're kind of, trying to explain that is going to be very difficult.
Which is why the Democratic Party should look to Janet Napolitano and to Bill Richardson to lead it, because Bill Richardson, who happens to be Latino himself of heritage, says some really logical things about it, which is secure our borders, get better interdiction, make a way for people who are already in this country to assimilate and become part of our national structure. Straighten out things with Mexico. The president's going to Cancun this week. I mean, the governors of Arizona and New Mexico have been very vocal on the need for tighter border security, but they don't sound as draconian and nasty. They sound logical.
All right, well, let me tell you what I'm hearing. What I hear from my friends is they watched this rally on Saturday, and I didn't see all portions of it. I saw it in the newspaper and a little bit on TV. But what they're telling me is you look and you see more Mexican flags than you see American flags. Mm-hmm. And there's this perception out there that they're not concerned about America. That this is just a way of, you know, as the caller before the hour said, taking back what's rightfully theirs.
Uh-huh. But nobody on St. Patrick's Day was going, gee, why are there so many Irish flags out here?
Well, that's why I mentioned to Turk, is, you know, there isn't, I don't understand why there's that difference, because, you know, St. Patrick's Day, there's all those people, and it's like, hey, they're celebrating their heritage, you know, and they're having a good time, but there's, you know, this other, you know, why is there a feeling toward one, you know, portion of the population, not the other part. And that's why I don't really understand it. But I think it's important for Democrats to understand the emotional arguments behind what's going on, because we're going to try to explain logically what's going on, and ultimately we're going to lose.
Well, no. I think that's why Hillary Rodham, no, you misunderstand, because, see, because it's an emotional argument, it tends to drown out other people. And the reality is, as Charles Cook, who's been saying some very sensible things, including, why should the Democrats come up with specific plans? They'll only be ridiculed. It is extremely interesting to me that this issue is holding to fore so harshly. Part of the reason it is because people are afraid, and this taps into people's fear. But the other reason is because it's being blown way out of proportion, and it's about a struggle within the Republican Party. And because they're the dominant party, that's why it's holding sway. But the reality is, when you ask people what their biggest issues are, immigration is way down on the list. It's a sliver. People care more about health care. They care more about the war in Iraq. They care more about multitudinous numbers of things, which is why Tom Tancredo exactly is coming to the fore and trying to drown out everything else. Why? Because they're doing miserably on health care. They're doing terribly in the war in Iraq. They're absolute abject failures at running the government.
But the way our media operates, they don't concentrate on an issue that doesn't have an active debate around it. And so now we're going to have to, you know, this is what's going to get the airtime. The immigration and the gay marriage are the things that are going to get the airtime.
But you know what?
There's all these people, whoever yells the loudest is the one that gets the bullhorn.
Good point. Should you become a racist because it's emotional? Should you have said, oh, you know what, Jim Crow will upset people. We revoke those laws and that'll be really bad. We can't upset those people in the South. They'll go ballistic.
Well, I don't want to ignore
that kind
of logic and have it hurt us. That's what I want. I don't want this to be something that distracts from the issues that really need to be concentrated on.
Which is why you should sit back and watch the Republicans shoot themselves in the foot, because the white-wing reactionaries like Tom Tancredo are coming up against the people who have a brain in their heads like Arlen Specter. And we should all sit back and applaud the fireworks and applaud people like Arlen Specter, who actually try to interject, and Bill Richardson and Ted Kennedy and other people who are trying to interject a note of sanity in this. Now, do I approve of guest worker programs? I feel very mixed about them. But I also think that this is a debate that we need to have and should have probably. But, you know, at the end of the day, I don't think most people are afraid of their neighbors. I hope not. If that's true, then we're all in trouble. But thank you for your call, because I don't think you're alone, and I don't think your friends are alone and going, because I looked at the Mexican flags over the weekend and I went, oh, that's going to upset some people because they're afraid. And sure enough, it apparently is. Okay, Deb in Loveland, Mike in Denver, hang in. I'm going to get to you on the J. Marvin Show. I'm Aaron Hart filling in. It's 7:30 in the morning in the Mile High on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And now it's time for Progressive Traffic. We'll be back with immigration coming up.
Well, looking at the traffic, a couple issues to deal with. The turnpike running heavy as you approach Sheridan. That's because of a four-car crash. It's now up to the shoulder near Sheridan. Once you make your way past that, stay slow over to I-25. Now, if you are coming out of Thornton North Glen, southbound I-25 slows from 104th into downtown and through T-Rex. If you're headed in from Lakewood, well, eastbound 6th Avenue. Still go from Sheridan on over. Had an earlier problem at Osage. That has been yanked out of the way. And southbound 225, pretty busy for you as you head in toward the tech center. Now, Boulder Street, Arapahoe, 28th, Iris, South Boulder Road, all running heavy. So is the diagonal on Highway 93. And check it out. Sunny today. Highs close to 60. We're at 38 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Looking for tires that will perform month after month? Turn your sports car or sports sedan into a 12-month machine with...
Do some call you a health nut? If so, I bet you're concerned about the water you drink. I know your brain is. It's 75% water. So maybe the reason you're not thinking so straight anymore is because of all that dirty water swishing around in your brain. I got a solution for you. Polar Bear Water Distillers. They produce 100% pure water. Unlike bottled water, you can control the source of your health and save money to boot. Give us a call at 303-499-9769 to find out more. Oh yeah, you're having a hard time with that dirty brain of yours. To contact the nice people at Boer Superior Water, call 303-499-9769. And if you're tech savvy, you can find us on the web at the4superiorwater.com. Polar Bear Water Distillers. For those of you who care about pure body and mind, Polar Bear.
My clothes were tight, and I was ready to get back in shape.
I was bored with gym workouts and no results.
I needed a structured program that pushed me to succeed.
I was in an exercise rut.
Personal training with a group twist.
Motivation.
Passionate coaches.
Personal attention.
Personal training with a group twist.
Upper body.
Lower body.
Cardio.
After the first week, I was hooked.
www.bcorp.net.
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers, but as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915 or click on the banner in the player now.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
And cat products at your local PetSmart.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Aaron Hart on News Radio. On AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Look, do please go ahead and join at am760.net, the Progressive Club, because we're going to be having a contest that starts next week that is absolutely awesome. Dinner with Jay Marvin, Ed Schultz, Al Franken, $500 worth of gas, or just $500. You can spend any way you want. And if your name is selected, we will only call out your name when you tell us you'll be listening to AM760 Progressive Talk. So you really can't lose with this contest. It'll be great, and you'll support the station, and we can thank you more importantly. Now, we're talking about immigration. It's a highly emotionally charged topic. It's got density and complexity, which is one of the reasons why it's annoying to see people soundbite it. But, you know, Marshall's right. They are going to try to make it emotional. Should we let them? Deb in Loveland. Good morning.
I'm listening to you and everything you said, right on, right on. Yo también hablo español.
Que bueno.
So, I'm right with you all the way. I can't believe that we're talking about how the immigrants are bankrupting our country by taking our jobs, and we're going to spend $20 billion on a wall. I don't believe it's going to be that little, but anyway. Between Mexico and the United States. And guess what? We're going to keep the immigrants in as well as keep the immigrants out.
Oh, yeah, I hadn't thought of that. George Stephanopoulos made a big deal. Well, it's gone down from 500 and something thousand to only 75,000. I went, yeah, they're just going over to Arizona now or, you know, whatever. I mean, it's first of all, look, we all want to pretend that we don't need them. That's ridiculous. They're fulfilling some sort of need in the country or they wouldn't be here.
That's right. They'd be out on, if at the best, they'd be out on the streets looking for jobs. And
well, there are some of those too. I mean, every morning
well,
when I go
are.
By a certain viaduct here, I could
right.
pick up 10 people to work at my house if I needed it. You know, so. But that's one of the secrets.
I lived in Mexico 3 years. I would love for this country to treat Mexicans or anybody else who is just here to try to make a better life for themselves. I'd like them to treat these folks as well as I was treated in Mexico.
I'd like to see reciprocal passports. So
yeah.
If you or I or my niece wanted to go down to Latin America and work for a while and donate, you know, our brains to whatever effort they're having, you know, and then we could do an exchange, one worker for one worker. Why wouldn't that work? Wouldn't that be good?
Oh, that sounds like a great idea. I hadn't even thought of that.
See, I like that idea.
And I know Americans working in Mexico. And good grief, nobody's out there marching on the street and talking about all the jobs the Americans are taking away from the Mexicans. The Americans
right.
are are, you know, because of their English ability, are doing jobs that they're best able to do, and a lot of Mexicans here are doing jobs they're best able to do.
There's got to be a reason why people who, I mean, you know, immigrants often had better jobs where they left, you know, and part of the reason they come here is because it is better. Now, economic immigration is more emotional than refugee kinds of immigration. I understand that.
Yeah, but
without new life blood, our country is one of the strongest in the world, in part because we're constantly fueled by new ideas and new. Look how much the Indians are revolutionizing the computer business, for example. Alexander Graham Bell came from Scotland and invented, a better way of communication.
The telephone, yes.
so we have to think about ways that our country has been enriched by this constant repopulation of new ideas and new ways of thinking from other countries. The other thing is we're facing a Social Security crisis, right? So we need more workers to support, like, say, you and I when we retire. So I say, okay, give me your tired, your poor, you're willing to pay my Social Security for me. Thank you.
Lazarus, right on.
All right, thank you.
My grandparents were immigrants. Hey, have a good one.
Thank you. Me too. Devin Loveland, most of our grandparents or great-great-great-great-grandparents were. Mike in Denver, how you doing? Mike?
Hi there.
Hello.
How's it going?
I'm well.
I just wanted to bring up something. You almost kind of touched on it. Some of the unintended consequences of any sort of punitive actions against immigrants. You look at all of these illegal immigrants, and contrary to what one of your earlier callers said, they are paying taxes. Yeah,
I know.
They've got all these fake Social Security numbers.
And they don't get it back.
Exactly. But, yeah, and they are paying. So in a roundabout way, they are paying into the system, and they are getting what they're paying for in a roundabout way. Then you look at if we're, you know, say 2 million of them, you know, let's be conservative about it, 2 million of them. I think that's 2 million workers off the rolls overnight who aren't contributing to Social Security. We think, you know, there's not a Social Security problem right now, but you know, if we look at taking some punitive actions towards immigration, there will be a Social Security crisis because a lot of those guys are propping up what we've got right now.
Well, and we haven't had any hotel moguls or restaurant owners call in yet or gardening services,
I can tell you what, I manage a restaurant. I was one on the management team on a restaurant here in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you, I'd say probably a good 40% of the staff there were illegal immigrants. And company-wide, I'd say probably a good, 20% of the workers, hourly workers were illegal.
Could the restaurant have survived without their contribution at the rate they were paying?
Oh, no.
Would U.S. citizens have taken that job?
Are there benefits associated with that job?
No, I said, would U.S. citizens have taken the jobs that they held?
It would be end up being one of those jobs that you see, college kids or, high school kids in. But, you don't see, college kids or high school kids stepping into some of these food service jobs. You know, not very many high school kids want to, wash dishes in the back of a restaurant for $5.15 an hour.
Right.
There's a handful of, immigrants, legal and otherwise, who would be happy to do that kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
You look at the, agricultural industry, too. That'll collapse as well. A lot of the immigration debate is based on misinformation. People need to be educated.
But is this a danger for the Democratic Party? Is our earlier caller, Marshall, right to be paranoid that this will be will hurt the Democrats? Because, see, I don't think so necessarily. I think what votes we lose will gain in people in newer immigrants to our country voting for us.
Well, exactly. But also, you have to look at, from educating voters, telling them, being logical about it, and going
at
them with
voters. That sounds like scary.
It's an uphill battle, but hey, it's got to be done.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, because that's the only way this debate is going to get resolved, is through people being educated about the issue. Most of these guys have no idea what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I've had guys I worked out at the Capitol. Now, I have people calling into the office running up to the immigration bills coming up, telling me that, you know, oh, you know, it's because of all the immigrants, you know, I've got graffiti on my property, and, you know, I'm afraid to be driving around because, you know, there's illegal immigrants, and, you know, they just, you can just run roughshod, you know, about the place, but, you know, we can't, you know, and that's not fair, and, you know, and you know, I didn't know what to say to these people. You know, I had to tell them, well, you know, no, sir, you know, that's actually not the case. And, you know, you go at them with the facts and, you know, hopefully, you know, you change something. But, you know, you got to start one person, one person at a time.
Yeah, I think, but would it have hurt if the marchers had carried more U.S. flags on Saturday? Would that have been a better image to send in your mind? See, to me, it didn't bother me. But
I think that's irrelevant. I really think that's irrelevant.
Affects a lot of people, though, Mike, I'm afraid.
No, but, you know, and again, it goes back to education. You know, we're you know, as you've mentioned before, you know, we're a, you know, multicultural nation. You know, a lot of us are, a lot of us are still recent immigrants and still have some ties, you know, to our mother country. You know, and there's nothing wrong with professing that.
Nothing at all. Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it.
No, and again, it's not a good one.
And again, if anybody had been, even as late as the 40s, they were debating whether to have, or 40s, or maybe the early 20s, I can't remember exactly, but around there. There were debates going on in Denver public schools whether they would be taught in German or in English.
Exactly. There was a requirement, I think, at the very start, our Constitution was required, the Colorado State Constitution was required to be in German and English.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Because of a large number of German immigrants that were in the area.
There you go.
A little bit of history for these people.
Thank you very much. Yes, and we used to have baseball teams of every stripe, too, and I like that as well, since my grandfather used to pay for the one from Nederland. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. Go to the website. Check it out, am760.net. Sign up for those contests. I can already feel my crocodile toes growing. It's 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin, and we'll be right back.
What if an expert who knew everything about Denver business could give you a 5-minute listing once a week of people and companies to read more about or to contact in order to move your business forward? Imagine the time you'd save and the money you'd make. Well, you can have this expert and his list, but it'll cost you $1.09 a week. Call 303-837-3500 and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
And if you're coming out of Thornton North Glen, southbound I-25, slow go for you from 104th right into downtown. Now we're starting to stack up in both directions through T-Rex and I-70. Looking at brake lights eastbound from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard. Southbound 225, it's a busy ride for you as you head into the tech center. On to the forecast, going to see sunny skies today with highs close to 60. Right now we're at 28 degrees in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Look to Quest for your business's high-speed internet. High-speed internet from Quest is a better value than cable. Right now, order Quest.
You've been working hard all winter. Don't you deserve a break? Just picture yourself on a soft, white, sandy beach, surrounded by swaying palm trees and turquoise blue waters, drinking something with an umbrella in it. Whether you're a student needing to book your spring break or an adult wanting to vacation away from the kids, find your adventure and fun in the sun, sand, and sea with beaches, etc. Visit beachesetc.com or call 303-426-4491 to book your vacation now.
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers, but as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915 or click on the banner in the player now.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only,
or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Is this what the legal system sounds like to you?
Blah, 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 blah.
Mumbo jumbo, mumbo jumbo.
Blah, 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 blah.
Order in the court.
If you've been injured in a traffic or any other serious accident, you need an attorney who can make sense of the complex legal system. The attorneys at Gregory and O'Sullivan will work on a contingency fee basis to get your medical bills and lost wages paid and more. Call Gregory and O'Sullivan now for a free consultation at 720-266-4910. 720-266-4910.
Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. Against the better judgment of my managers and advisors, I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my advanced omega-3 fish oil capsules. That's right, one free bottle to everyone that calls now. You know how important fish oil really is, but not just for your heart. It has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, even focus and concentration. That's why I've authorized a free bottle of our omega-3 fish oil capsules to the public. I'm giving away a free bottle to anyone that calls today. Look, if you're even curious about what fish oil can do for you, let me send you a free bottle. Try it and I know you'll feel the difference. In fact, our fish oil capsules have three times the power of ordinary fish oil and they're mercury free. Listen, experience the miracle of fish oil. Get yourself a free bottle by calling 1-800-771-7544. 1-800-771-7544. That's 1-800-771-7544.
Third and federal.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi, it's Aaron Hart filling in for J. Marvin. It's 303-713-7600 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Don't forget that contest. Go to the website, sign up for it. You get great daily prizes every weekday. And you get to dine Al Franken, Ed Schultz, J. Marvin, $500 up for grabs, and an Echo trip to Costa Rica where you can stay at the Crocodile Bay Lodge, which is an Echo Lodge. I mean, environment. So cool. All right, now I want to take some calls here, and I've got Danny in Denver coming up next. Hi, Danny. Welcome. Talking about immigration.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm well.
Yeah, you know, I was kind of disappointed in, you know, your view on the one guy talking about the Democrats, you know, getting it right. You know, aside from what you said, I really didn't hear one thing bigoted that he said. But anyway, I kind of feel the same way as far as them getting it right because, I mean, regardless of how you feel about the whole issue.
Well, he's bigoted against people who are here illegally, which is okay. Maybe a stretch.
But I didn't hear him say anything bigoted. He's just against them being illegal. But anyway, aside from, you know, all that, I just hope the Democrats don't try to get some type of political advantage and not really look at it, you know, from a, you know, perspective on trying to get it right, because there are a lot of Americans who, you know, to some degree may not agree with everything, you know, like, you know, as radical as Tancredo is, they may not agree with some of his radical views, but they do agree that, you know, immigration is a problem. And
let me just ask you a question. Are you an African-American,
yes,
Danny?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and I've been hearing all weekend that African-Americans particularly have a problem with illegal immigration. Why is that?
Why African American? Well, I don't know why every African American would have a problem with, you know, with illegal immigration, but me personally, I would, you know.
And, that, and that's a very good point, because a lot of Cubans and Puerto Ricans and Dominicans, for example, are also African. But anyway, go ahead.
Right, yeah, but, you know, I do, because, you know, one thing I do feel is that, you know, it does create a situation where employers are taking advantage of these people who are coming over. I mean, they're taking advantage of them, you know, for health care. They're taking advantage of them for wages.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as if it depresses wages, I don't know. One thing I do know is that wages have went down. Now, it's debatable if it's because of illegal immigration or not, but wages have went down for the average American in this country.
And they're getting less bang for their buck. Nobody's wages are increasing with inflation, except the very, very wealthy.
That's what I'm saying. And you were, you know, talking about, you know, the people who were benefiting,
mm-hmm.
and that's who I see benefiting. I see, you know, the fat cats, as you call them, benefiting from this. So I don't
I'm bigoted against some fat cats who try to get over on us, which is mean of me, but there you go.
Right, but I don't think anybody should be taken advantage of. I think if, you know, people are going to come over here, I think most definitely you should go through the proper channels, as, you know, most people did, you know, during all the other eras of immigration that we had. I'm sure some were illegal, but for the most part, people, you know, play by the rules. And as far as wages go, I mean, if the wages are, you know, competitive, then people can compete for those competitive wages, whether you're an immigrant or whether you're a citizen here. And so that's, you know, taking advantage of them just, you know, corrupts the whole system. And that's what a lot of people are doing. And, you know, where does that money go? It most definitely don't go to lowering the prices on the product. It go to their pockets. You know, so, you know, it's just that, and that's what I have against it. You know,
mm-hmm.
I can't speak for every African American, but, you know, I
no, and I'm not trying to ask you to. I just heard that people were using that phrase over the weekend, so I wanted to know what that meant, if anything, to you, was what I was trying to ask there.
Yeah, I mean, who knows what it means?
Well, you know, I'm. Here's what I think. I think that we ought to have better security. I think we ought to have more equity. I think we ought to raise the wages of everyone. But I think what I'm worried about is an en masse deportation, and I don't think that's right, nor do I think it's fair. I do agree with you that employers should be a call to account and not attract people. I'm sure that many people would rather stay home and be in their home countries than come here. And We've got immigration coming from, for example, in this area, we've got immigration coming from here, from the Eastern Bloc countries, from Africa. A lot of Somalis live in Seattle. And one of the reasons is because refugees came here and they were protected. Now, I don't want that kind of immigration to stop. Do you know what I mean?
But two things about that. One is that, you know, they probably are coming legally because they don't have the access that, say,
some of them.
Yeah, the majority of them, okay? Oh, yeah, believe me, the majority of them.
I would be surprised. But anyway,
yeah.
Go ahead.
But anyway, you know, my point being, I have another, you know, point I wanted to make.
Okay, real quick, and then I've got to jump.
Okay, sure. One thing I'm tired of hearing is about the way, you know, them doing jobs that Americans don't want to do. That might be true in a lot of situations, but there was an article just this weekend, 17% of construction jobs, 17%,
mm-hmm.
you know, are done by illegals.
Mm-hmm.
And construction jobs historically, you know, has been the way for a lot of Americans to make or have decent wage.
Right.
And so, you know, they throw that out there. And I just want everybody, you know, to be, you know, honest and fair about the whole issue, because it is. You know,
right.
I have no problem, you know, with people from other countries coming here. But we most definitely have to do it, you know, on a level playing field, so that, you know, people aren't being slighted and taken advantage of and basically, you know, treated almost as slaves. I mean, not paying these people for doing a job is ridiculous. I don't care who you are.
Amen. Amen.
You know?
And treating them badly or shabbily is awful. Thank you so much for your call, Danny. I really appreciate your insight. And maybe I was a little unfair to the other guy. I don't know. I suspect not. But we'll see. Lewis in Denver, welcome. Lewis?
How you doing this morning?
I am well. And you?
Yeah, I just want to mention, talk about the economy and the economic impact that we'll have. How vital is the Mexican economy to the American economy, and how we don't understand, perhaps, or we don't mention the economic reasons. We don't mention how vital and important it is for the Mexican economy to our economy.
Yep.
We have Mexico, which is one of the biggest trading partners of the United States.
And a good source of oil. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been not just oil, but a lot of stuff. And Americans don't understand. One of the reasons that the business community is supporting this is because the impact on the Mexican economy. And we don't understand how vital it is. And we have to work together on this issue.
I think your points are very well taken, and I appreciate them. Karina in Arvada, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. Karina in Arvada? Well, let's try for Manuel in Denver if Karina isn't there.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Manuel.
Aaron, I consider myself a progressive Democrat. And
we have about a minute just to squeeze you a little bit. Go ahead.
One of the things about progressive Democrats is that we believe in the rule of law. And the reason that we have such a bad administration is because Bush has not looked at international law in terms of our international affairs. He has not looked at the rights, the privacy regarding NSA. We have got to be a party of laws. And to say that a person is not a progressive because he does not agree with illegal immigration, I think is really shortchanging the progressive.
Well, I think the problem is we're ignoring.
Ever notice that when you get successful in Denver, two things happen. Your time gets more valuable, and you're more likely to read the Denver Business Journal. This is no coincidence. You can skim the journal's index of names and companies on the move each week in just 5 minutes and have hot leads to move your business forward. Call 303-837-3500 today. That's 303-837-3500 and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
Quality, value, design, innovation. Customer satisfaction. Strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums, to townhomes, to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
AM760.net. You'll be glad you did. AM760. KKZN Thornton, Denver Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sabatani. The debate over immigration reform is moving from the streets of Los Angeles and other cities to the Senate, where the Judiciary Committee is scheduled to begin tackling the issue at this hour. The House has already passed a bill that would make illegal immigration a felony and calls for building a fence across a third of the border with Mexico. President Bush favors a different approach that would let millions of undocumented aliens stay in the country as guest workers. CBS's Bob Fuss has more on the story.
This issue ignites passions along the Arizona border, where immigrants sneak through the desert every night, but also 2,500 miles away in Herndon, Virginia.
7750?
They're using a lottery to assign day laborers at a center set up by the town. 50 men waiting to work, including Daniel. He says he can make so much more money here and send it back to support his wife and 7 kids in El Salvador. The Minutemen, who send vigilantes to the border, have protesters here, too. Their founder, Jim Gilchrist, wants Daniel and the others sent back in the border sealed.
For national security and sovereignty.
Bob Fuss, CBS News, Herndon, Virginia.
The leader of a deadly alien smuggling scheme faces sentencing in Houston today. CBS News correspondent Cammy McCormick has that.
The victims were found in an abandoned tractor trailer rig. There were 17 bodies inside. Another 2 later died at a hospital. All suffered from dehydration, overheating, and suffocation. Prosecutors say Carla Patricia Chavez Hoya was the ringleader for the smuggling operation and deserves life in prison. Some of the 74 inside the truck punched holes in its side so they could breathe.
In Iraq, a suicide bomber attacked an army recruiting station east of Tal Afar, killing 40 people and wounding 30 more. The recruiting station is close to a joint American-Iraqi base, but U.S. officials say no Americans were killed or wounded. In Alexandria, Virginia, this could be the day a federal jury hears from admitted al-Qaeda loyalist Zakarias Moussaoui. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
It will be absolutely fascinating to see whether Moussaoui hurts or helps his cause. I can easily see him coming off as a buffoon, which ironically would help his chances, or as a fanatic, which would put him one step closer to a death sentence.
Prosecutors say Moussaoui deserves execution for withholding information that could have stopped the 9/11 attacks. The government is curious about what's in the Fairfax County, Virginia sewer system. CBS's Steve Kathan is here to tell us why.
Well, it's to see if estimates about cocaine use are accurate. The Office of Drug Control Policy plans to test county sewage for traces of a main urinary byproduct of cocaine. One local official tells the Washington Post the idea is strange, but perhaps worth a try. The technique has had results in Italy, where they tested river water in a northern region, did the math, and figured cocaine use was about double earlier estimates. Frank?
In early Wall Street trading, the averages are mixed. The Dow Industrials down about 14 points, but the NASDAQ Composite is up about 5. This is CBS News.
Why do energy drinks make you crash? I'm Dr. James Bragman, host of Prescription for Health. The answer is large amounts of sugar and caffeine. That's why I recommend 5-Hour Energy. It gives you hours of energy without the crash. 5-Hour Energy contains B vitamins, enzymes, and amino acids. Zero sugar and just enough caffeine. So if your energy drink makes you crash, then switch to 5-Hour Energy. Hours of energy now, no crash later.
5-Hour Energy is in the diet section at Walgreens, the pain relief section of CVS and Rite Aid, plus many 7-Eleven and GNC stores.
This is Charles Osgood of The Osgood File. Hard as it may be to imagine, there are individuals in this world who have a passion for accounting. That's right, accounting. The accountants at Grant Thornton are just such folks. It's their passion for what they do, their expertise, and partner involvement that have made them one of the largest accounting organizations in the world, with member firms in over 100 countries. Maybe that's why their clients are so passionate about them. Grant Thornton, a passion for the business of accounting. This is Charles Osgood, and I'll see you on the radio on The Osgood File.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A routine traffic stop near 86th and Willow turns into a bomb scare in Commerce City this morning. Police arrested the man who had a warrant and then found a grenade and a glove in the car door.
The Adams County Bomb Disposal Unit did recover the grenade from the car. Once they were able to do so, they discovered that it was inert, meaning it wasn't live. Somebody at some point had taken the bottom out of the grenade and emptied the powder.
Lieutenant Ross Sibley with Commerce City Police says the search also turned up a semi-automatic handgun. They're still working to ID the suspect. It was a no vote yesterday. RTD employees rejected the latest offer from the company. They could vote to strike soon. And a bill being considered today in the state legislature could let childhood victims of sex abuse sue public schools as adults. More on that. Mostly sunny with light winds today. High around 53. Right now 35 in Denver. It's 36 degrees in Boulder. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thank you. A couple issues to deal with this morning. Getting word of a double rollover accident eastbound I-70 just past Colfax. Emergency crews are arriving on scene now. Also have a three-car crash eastbound I-70 at Washington. That one's tying up the right lane. Now, if you're Denver-bound on the turnpike, we're jamming approaching Sheridan because of a four-car crash on the two shoulders. Have crews tying up the left lane after Pecos and westbound C-470. Now slows with a crash on the shoulder at Wadsworth. If you're off to Wyoming, some good news for you. I-80 has reopened between Cheyenne and Rollins after a really bad accident that happened overnight. And checking Boulder Street.
I love hearing from satisfied customers who know the herbs in Kaido Gold really work.
I lost 57 pounds.
Was it difficult?
There was nothing to it.
Well, I started out at 240. Now I'm at 190. As soon as I started taking them, I started losing weight.
I'm Tom Martino with this special. Buy three bottles, get three bottles free with free shipping. 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
It's the easiest diet I've ever been on in my life.
I didn't change my diet at all.
Vogue, we carry a large selection of Anheuser-Busch magnets, T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Marvin Hart filling in for Jay Marvin. Happy to do so. Thank you for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The number to talk to Jay Fawcett, he'll be with us briefly, is 303-713-7600. This is Jay is introducing everyone who's running for Congress, and he's running for Joel Heffley's seat. CD5, as they call it, Congressional District 5. We'll see. It's interesting. I can't think. I mean, you're a Gulf War veteran, certainly, but you're also a defense contractor. I think you're the first Democratic defense contractor I've ever heard of running for office, and I welcome you to the Jay Marvin Show. Thank you.
Well, good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Thank you for filling in today. You're doing a great job.
Well, thank you. I'm Colorado born and raised. Well, not born, but raised. Technically speaking, my Colorado dad was out of town when I was born, and so was my mother. But we came back quickly. Here's the thing. I'm really glad to see Democrats run, and I'm really glad to see Democrats run with military experience, because I think it's crucial to show that we are every bit as serious and sober and patriotic as the Republicans have been, but they have snatched it out of the hands of the Democratic Party. Do you see any signs that we're taking it back?
Absolutely. This race is not just about me. There are 73 veterans running, Aaron. 73 veterans running as Democrats for Congress.
Amen.
Now, that sends a very strong message to this president and to the Republicans.
We're here. We've served. We know what we're talking about. Here's what we have to say.
More importantly, we know what questions to ask, and we're not afraid to ask them. You know, I was appalled when John Murtha stood up and had the courage to say, okay, I supported you, Mr. President. I now have some questions. And immediately there's a hailstorm about Karl Rove accusing John Murtha of being a traitor, not being patriotic.
Yeah, if you disagree with us, you're unpatriotic. That man who is decorated, served his country for years, goes and visits without fanfare the wounded from Iraq. Really, really awful.
This is what we see from the Karl Rove type administration. Now, Karl's in competition with Cheney for the greatest number of deferments in the Republican Party during the draft.
Mm-hmm.
So while I'm more than happy to spend 20 years of my life defending the rights of people to speak out and say their mind, I get a little worried when they question my motivation for serving the country when they can't find the motivation to serve.
Amen. Now, you went to the Air Force Academy, and you also are a Gulf War veteran, as we said, and you also are a defense contractor, you say now, which is one of the ways you know how to ask questions, as you put it, about the changing of the military. I think one of the things that has absolutely been in the news lately has been how Defense Secretary Rumsfeld has handled the changing in the military. As someone who advocates change in the military and acknowledges we have to change for the new realities on the ground, what kind of job do you think he's doing?
As far as identifying the need to change and producing the documents that go with it, and that's kind of boring stuff.
Right.
He's doing fine. But here's my problem. He's implementing those changes the back.
We're having some bleed through. Somebody at your end, I think.
He's implementing those changes on the back of the Guard and Reserve.
Right.
He's breaking the Guard and Reserve so that he can implement the transformation of the active duty military.
Right.
If you notice, when he talks about this, he's very specific about the active duty force is not broken.
Well, right. He never says,
why that is.
I'm not breaking the National Guard, or, by the way, I'm wasting the reserves. Yeah, no, he doesn't acknowledge that at all, basically. I agree. And at the same time, he's straining them to the gills, and it's appalling what they're doing. I mean, and say nothing of leaving us defenseless at Homeland Defense, as you note on your website, which, by the way, for everyone is FawcettForCongress.com.
Thank you for the plug, Aaron. You make my campaign manager very happy this morning.
Well, you put the Jay Marvin Show on your calendar. I figure a little tit for tat's okay. Now, I'm wondering in terms of, but specifically, has Secretary Rumsfeld done a good job in Iraq? Because by every military analyst that I think's worth his salt, but I'm an amateur, you know, I'm just a talk show host, seems to think he's done a terrible job strategically, logistically, war planning wise, not enough troops. Why does he still have his job?
Hey, I'm not sure. You ask the president. Here's the thing that worries me. We have a Secretary of Defense that's doing these things, and yet, if you actually want to do the research, and again, Aaron, it's a little boring. Maybe that's why he's not doing it. U.S. military doctrine tells us he's doing some things wrong.
Yeah.
We've never controlled the battle space in Afghanistan. We've never controlled the battle space in Iraq.
Nice. I mean, I'm not a military genius, nor did I go to West Point or the Air Force Academy, but I can add and subtract, and that doesn't make sense to me. But if you could wave a wand, you're going to be in Congress, you're going to be voting the purse, you're going to be representing us from Colorado. As a man with both military and defense contracting experience, what would you do? I noticed that you agree with Mark Udall in terms of that. But you don't believe we can just pull out of the entire region now. But it is spiraling into some sort of chaos. I mean, Muqtada al-Sadr, we're fighting him again. Sectarian warfare is, it seems to me, inches away. So what do we do in Iraq and Afghanistan? I just thought I'd start out with the easy questions. And then I'm going to hit you with immigration.
What we do is acknowledge that we don't understand that region. What we do is involve other members of the region in a regional approach, and we move our troops right away out of the urban areas. We secure the borders. That's a job we can do that needs to be done. We've never done it. And it gets our troops out of the immediate line of fire as we start the disengagement of ourselves in the engagement of the region.
And we have
an example of this in Lebanon.
Okay. Yes, we do. Some good examples and some bad examples. So which ones of Lebanon would you choose to bring into our present?
The engagement of other participants in the region.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how we finally got a grip on the Civil War, when we acknowledged that putting Marines in a barracks is not the answer.
In terms of, though, you also say that we have to make clear that we're not seeking a permanent base be placed in Iraq. But doesn't the Bush administration acting exactly as if they're going to do that?
Well, I find it interesting, Aaron, that they say they're not, but they're pouring an awful lot of concrete.
Yeah. I mean, just itchy, scratchy, lots of it. And those bases aren't, they're, you know, those bases aren't temporary to me, by my eye. So it looks like they're talking out of one side of their head and doing another. Wouldn't be the first time.
Aaron, you know, I'm not the only person worried about this. About 10 days ago, Max Cleland, former senator from Georgia, was here to campaign for me.
Good for him.
Now, Max is a man who served the country in Vietnam. He's a triple amputee, and he went on for some great service to the state of Georgia, the Vets Administration. And he's concerned at a lot of the parallels he sees over the lack of decisiveness that led us down a very bad path in Vietnam.
Yeah.
So I'm not the Lone Ranger here.
No.
And, by the way, we've had some great endorsements for this campaign.
Oh, yes.
People like John Kerry, Ken Salazar is on board supporting me, as is Mike Honda, the vice chair of the Democratic National Committee, Diane DeGette, Mark Udall, who you mentioned earlier, John Salazar, Michael Merrifield is supporting me, and he's doing some great work right now trying to get a grip on some of these hate protests. Rhett Bridges is helping us out. Chris Gates, president of the National Civic League, is on board. United Food and Commercial Workers, the Colorado Vets for America, and the Denver
Local
American Federation of Local Workers.
They can go to faucetforcongress.com and look all that up. But I also want to get some of your points of view across. And one of the ones that I like the best is an independent oversight commission. I'm not sure which defense contractor you work for. If you said, I didn't find it on your bio. So which one are you working for?
It's a company called Science Applications International Corporation, and I'm on leave of absence from that job and have been since I went to full-time campaigning.
Okay. The
company is based in San Diego, California. And they're a little different from most defense contractors. They don't sell a lot of things.
Mm.
They mainly provide intellectual capital to support requirements within the Department of Defense.
Okay, so they sell the technologies that make it work, to paraphrase a popular ad campaign. Jay Fawcett joins us. He's running for Colorado's District 5. His website is Fawcett for Congress, and that's spelled F-A-W-C-E-T-T. And we'll be right back with him, and we're going to get his thoughts not only on the Iraq War, but also on the recent protests on immigration. Coming back on the Jay Marvin Show, it's 303-713-7600. Once again, that's 303-713-7600. And don't forget to go to am760.net on the Progressive Talk website. Sign up for that contest, which starts next Monday. And you'll have a chance to dine, sell.
Do you have a home improvement project? Any home improvement project, but don't know who to call? Call Best in Class. Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Denver's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. House paint, deck remodel, plumber, clean the carpets, whatever the job. Call Best in Class and rest easy because the work is guaranteed and insured. Best in Class will take the guesswork out of your next home project. Call right now, 303-660-9669. That's 660-9669, or go to callbestinclass.com.
Ever seen one of those huge fishing nets that trawlers drag across the ocean? If you have, it'll remind you of the Denver Business Journal. The journal gathers stories from every corner of the Denver business world and gives you an index of names and companies on the move that you can skim in just 5 minutes every Friday. So you always know how to swim with the big fish in Denver. Call 303-837-3500 today and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
One free kids lift ticket up to age 14. Call 888-ARAPAHOE for more information or visit ArapahoeBasin.com. That's 888-ARAPAHOE or ArapahoeBasin.com.
Do you want to own a computer? Is your credit less than perfect? If you have a checking account and can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell, Gateway, or other name brand computer with no credit check, so you won't be turned down. Call Guaranteed Computer Finance today to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Act now. We'll add a $200 upgrade and a free MP3 player. Get a brand new computer and improve your credit score. Call 800-390-8650. That's 800-390-8650.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin from The Mortgage Store. You know, the average family has $12,000 in credit card debt. Now, this may be you, and there's something you can do about it. And The Mortgage Store can tell you how. You know, the feds have raised rates, but you can still save hundreds, even thousands of dollars every month if you have a less than perfect credit score with The Mortgage Store. If you're a homeowner, now's the time to tap into that untapped reserve of cash, and you can do it through The Mortgage Store. Their loan consultants at The Mortgage Store are experts in working with you, and you know what? They have helped thousands upon thousands upon thousands of families through their financial problems. They'll be with you every step of the way, from the very first phone call all the way to closing. The Mortgage Store specializes in helping borrowers who have less than perfect credit. So if you've been late on a couple of things, don't worry about it. They're not going to judge you. They're going to help you out. The Mortgage Store. Call them at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. Let me give you the number again for The Mortgage Store. 303-423-7171.
Are you a music fan? Do you sometimes feel like people aren't listening to you? Like your opinion doesn't matter? Well, at RateTheMusic.com, we want your opinion, and it does matter to us, and to radio and record executives across the country. At RateTheMusic.com, you can rate the music you love and voice your opinions on the music you hate. Signing up is as easy as visiting us now at www.RateTheMusic.com. Let your voice be heard at RateTheMusic.com.
Everybody has a different idea of the perfect home.
We want a neighborhood with good schools.
Bob and I don't want to live around a bunch of noisy kids anymore.
I'm concerned if the area have a reliable doggy daycare for Mr. Darcy.
Find your perfect place. It's easy with RE/MAX. RE/MAX agents have the experience to make your dreams a reality. Visit RE/MAX.com today. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. Each office independently owned and operated.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin. Jay Fawcett is our guest. He's running for Congress in District 4. Is this your first run? I guess District 5, rather. But it's Fawcett for Congress. I conflated the two numbers. Sorry about that. Jay Fawcett, is this your first candidacy?
It is, Aaron, and it's good to remember that, because one of the reasons I'm running is I'm really disturbed at how people like Karl Rove have changed the entire amount of discourse of this country. You know, Karl attacked Cleveland, like we talked about. He attacked Murtha.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't really have any of the legs to stand on.
The way they went after John Kerry.
We need to attack him.
An abomination.
We need to get back at him.
But
here, in District 5, I'm facing focus on the family.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I've got Dr. Dobson in my district, and he'll be a constituent when I win. And that's, by the way, what we need to talk about is Democrats winning, because this is our time to win here in this district.
He's not going to like your freedom for reproductive choice, Ennie, and he's not going to like a lot of the things that you say on your website, Ennie.
He's not going to like the fact that he's not going to be able to buy this election. If you look at the leading Republican contender right now, Jeff Crank, Crank's campaign manager is a former worker from Focus on the Family.
Ah.
Now, that looks to me like we got a little collusion going there.
You think?
And, oh, by the way,
the Republicans?
Joel Heffley.
No.
Say again?
I said the Republicans?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Surprising. And let me just tell you what Joel Heffley says. The most seamless transition would be to have Jeff Crank run my office. I didn't know it was Joel's office. I thought it was the people's office. Maybe I'm confused again.
Well, Joel's beginning to think of it as his. Now, speaking of which, Joel has a middling record on immigration. He has voted for health care for them. Your website is, I noticed, very aimed at national issues. Is that by design?
That's what Congress gets paid to do.
Right.
We don't get paid to mouth off like Congressman Tancredo does and create dissension. Congress gets paid to find solutions. And people in the Republican Party understand that. If you look at John McCain's proposal for immigration reform, LaRosa on their website says that's a great place to start. So
and how do you feel about that? And where do you stand on it?
I think we've allowed people like Tancredo to demonize immigration and make a kludge. And that's a technical term I always like using. You know, a kludge is just throwing things together, and if they work, great. If they don't, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't work. National security is a separate issue. National security has been around as long as we have been a nation.
Well, if they're going to interdict them, foreigners that could come in and blow us up, they better start with Canada, because that's where the last couple came from, and we're the only ones that I know for a fact have been colluded in terrorist plots have come through Canada. So,
well, if I listened to Congressman Tancredo yesterday in the talk shows correctly, what we really need to be worrying about are Mexican Muslims who are coming across the border
in
to
drones.
Take over the country.
Right. Although where these Mexican Muslims are, I'm really not sure. I mean, I'm sorry to laugh, but he drives me crazy. So the only thing I can do is make him a buffoon and laugh at him. But what he does
he's
very dangerous. And that's
because by doing this, he obscures the real debate.
And what is that?
We're a country of laws, and we need to enforce those laws, especially for employers. And that means paying minimum wage to everybody who works. Now, if we can look at those two issues separately, let's get down to what's really driving this train. And it's we have people in the country who some folks think are getting benefits without paying for them.
Right.
And that's
and
what
they resent it.
That's where we need to focus the policy issue. George Will yesterday said that if we wanted to deport everybody like Tancredo wanted us to,
yes,
it would take a line of buses from San Diego to Anchorage, Alaska.
Yep.
Now, the last time I checked, George Will is not a liberal.
No, but he's a pro-business Republican, so he knows that a lot of the constituency there is benefiting mightily from having a workforce that is illegal that they can control and pay less.
And we need to hold them responsible for that under the law.
Amen. And we're obviously not going to have a roundup of 11 million people, but people's feelings are raw. I mean, so far this morning I've had at least two or three Democrats call me and say, but we can't live. I mean, they don't speak English and they carried Mexican flags at the parade and why can't we have their jobs? What do you say to people who say things such as that? Because you're going to find them on the campaign trail.
Sure. What I say to them is that we have to remember what the country stands for. There's going to be a United States of America after a global war on terrorism after this president.
I hope so.
This country stands for hope. Well, there's going to be. I have great faith in the American
people.
Me
too.
This country is based on faith and hope that combine to give opportunity. I grew up in a small steel town in Pennsylvania, and I got to go to the Air Force Academy. That's an opportunity I'm always going to be grateful for.
You bet.
Now, it's that reason that we need to, when we deal with immigration policy, remember that we're still going to be here when Tancredo's gone. So what do we want the country to look like?
Mm-hmm.
Who do we want to be?
That's
a hard question.
It is a hard question, and it devotes lots of talk. Now, in terms of veterans running, I wanted to get your thoughts on one more thing. I think a lot of Democrats were very upset, myself included. I'm not as familiar with the fellow from Ohio who's running now. But when I heard that Paul Hackett had been muscled by the Democratic leadership out of the race in Ohio, in part over money reasons, I wanted to shriek because the guy is charismatic, blunt. I mean, he was wonderful at getting the Democratic message across in a kind of John Wayne swagger that we haven't had, as much as I think we need it. So, therefore, I applaud you, and not to just limit it to John Wayne types, because there's a woman in Illinois who just barely won her primary the other day, who was wounded in Iraq and lost both of her legs, who's running also. So there are a lot of you coming into this race, as you say, 73, was it?
Yes.
You, but Paul Hackett is not going to be the 74th. How did you feel about the way he was treated, or what did you think?
You know, it's always dangerous to listen to what the media says from the first blush. I'm going to say that I want to talk to Paul directly and hear what he says.
Okay.
After the arrows calm down.
Fair enough.
I think more importantly, though, Paul showed, and you hit it directly, that Democrats can win in Republican districts. I mean, he only lost by 3 to 4%. That's almost a statistical error.
Yes, absolutely.
And I'm in a district just like his.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, well, you know, it's a Republican district. And how are you going to win? There's a path to win here, but it's going to take Democrats standing up and talking about winning. And the other thing we don't like to talk about, Aaron, is money.
Yeah.
And I need money to win. I need Democrats who are motivated and want to go out and work for the campaign, because I can't do it alone.
Amen. And at least you're not working for a defense contractor named Halliburton. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I'm teasing. Go ahead.
Take them on like you used to.
I agree. And it sounds like you like to talk fairly bluntly. So I would say keep doing that if my advice is worth about 2 cents. But, you know, I think you're right. I do think you're on to something. I think we need plain talking, straightforward Democrats saying what they really think. And even if they don't go with you all the way, moderate Republicans, independents, and Democrats are attracted to people who say what they mean and mean what they say. Simple, so hard to do.
Aaron, you just described our strategy, and you described what the Democratic Party needs to do to make sure that we recover America.
When
the Republicans had their revolution in 1994, the good news is they now gave us the data point. We can look people in the eye and say, they've been in charge. How's that working out for you?
How is that working out for you? Exactly. Now, you have an event tonight. Please go ahead and mention it, and then we've got to dance to the bottom of the hour. But, please.
I'm going to be at Hooked on Books tonight, combining my two favorite passions, politics and books, and talking about some of the books that have come out recently on American policy and new ideas for how we as Americans can engage in the world. Because as much as Mr. Tancredo would like to think so, the rest of the world ain't going away.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jay Fawcett. Best of luck. I look forward to talking to you again as the election draws nigh. Once again, it's FawcettForCongress.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.
You bet. Take care. I'm Aaron Hart. This is News Radio 710 Cairo. This is the Jay Marvin Show. 760. I'm sorry. This is 760 AM 760 Progressive Talk. I just said my radio station up here. Anyway, I beg your pardon. It's 8:30. I am aware what planet I'm on, and I'm on the planet Earth. I'm in Denver, Colorado. It's am760.net to go check out those contests. And now it's time for Progressive Talk with Bailey.
Well, thanks. Tough ride right now, especially for eastbound I-70. Have a 3-car crash tied up the right lane at Washington, and crews are working this double rollover. Eastbound I-70 is just past Colfax, so expect heavy jams in the area. Now, Denver bound on the turnpike, still slow go from Sheridan over towards I-25. Had an earlier problem at Pecos. That's been yanked out of your way. Westbound C-470 slows near Wadsworth. And if you're off to Wyoming, have some good news for you. I-80 has reopened between Cheyenne and Rawlings. Now, checking Boulder Streets, have a car and a bike tangled up at 55th and Belmont. That should be in the clearing stages. The diagonal and Highway 93 are busy, so is Foothills Parkway. And checking out the forecast, going to be a nice one.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Oh, big prizes and more. It's all at am760.net.
Stay connected with am760.net.
When my baby left for college, I took some classes of my own.
Left, right, turn.
Dance classes. That's when I started needing a pain reliever for my sore legs. Then I upgraded my computer and had to get a headache medicine, too. For every new pain, I had a different pain reliever. But now I'm all Advil. It's my every pain reliever. Advil works wherever I hurt. And nothing's proven stronger on tough pain than Advil. I'm all Advil. Are you all Advil?
Use as directed compared to OTC pain relievers.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin for Rocky's Autos. And Rocky's matching down is back, and it's back big time. Up to $1,500. So if you've got $500 to put down, you've got $1,000. If you've got $1,500 to put down, you've got $3,000. Rocky's Autos, with the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado, over 500 good-looking units on the lot. Mary and I've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks. Mary and I just recently bought yet another car from Rocky's, and we've been buying from Rocky's since 1996. And I'm telling you, at Rocky's Autos, they are dedicated to making you happy. Over 100 people out there, and their sole goal is to make sure that your buying experience is A1. And now with the matching down up to $1,500, a car at Rocky's is even more affordable than before. Check it out, Rocky's Autos. You can check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. Rocky's Autos, been family owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Free alignment, free oil change. Listen to that. Free alignment, free oil change with a four-tire purchase. I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire. Mention this radio ad. Get a free alignment, free oil change with a four-tire purchase. 888-401-AUTO. That's 888-401-AUTO.
How would you like to work less, spend more time with your family, and make more money than you ever dreamed of? Now you can. Tori says,
my income goes up every day. My check goes up every month. I now make six figures in my pajamas. It's just amazing. I can walk into a store and buy something without looking at the price tag. It is just a totally different lifestyle.
Go to homebiz2006.com and order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package, shipping not included. Log on to homebiz2006.com. homebiz2006.com.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Okay, I'm going to throw it wide open. We are going to be talking to Blue Pages coming up briefly about contributors, because we all need to pay attention to where our money is going and who they're supporting with our hard-earned dollars. Very important to think consciously regarding that. What did you think of Jane Fawcett? Does he have a hoots chance of trouncing the puppies in Dr. Dobson land? Dun, 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 dun. Listen, you guys in Colorado Springs, you can't sit on such a spiritually gorgeous area. Red Rocks, gorgeous connections to Tibet. I can feel them underneath my feet every time I go there. I refuse to believe you're going to stay right-wing Republican forever. There's got to be hope. There's got to be hope. There's got to be hope. It's 303-713-7600. Personal mission, convert Colorado Springs. And by the way, while you're at it, I didn't have the heart to pick on him for the Air Force, but I hope you're getting better, too. It's 835. I'm blessed with the ability to remember old stories. It's 303-713-7600. And thank you for joining us and waiting. Noah in Arvada. Good morning, Noah.
Good morning, Aaron.
Hey.
I really don't think it's a very good idea to call people racist just for having views that differ from yours. I think it's almost, you complain about other people saying emotional logic, mm-hmm. and calling people racist is emotional too.
Okay, why don't you want to build a fence up in Canada then? Because they're white and Mexicans are brown?
Logic,
or do you just not know you're a racist? That's the question I want to ask them.
People streaming from Canada. If there was, then I would support something like
Actually,
that.
Actually, there are quite a few people streaming in from Canada. They just blend in better. I live up here where there are a lot of them.
I grew up on the border of Canada my whole life. I know exactly what's going on up there. I go there all the time and visit it. But to call people racist is
And there are a lot of people immigrating. Uh-huh. Well, you know what? If I really believed it wasn't racist at its foundation, I sure, certainly would say that. Let me ask you a question. What do you think isn't racist about college? Because the reasons I was getting for why people are upset were language, were flags. The only guy who was arguing was illegal, but he was really covertly arguing because he just doesn't like people being in his country when he doesn't want them here.
People are afraid of the balkanization of America.
I see. And isn't that a little scary and racist?
No, not really. It's logically speaking, if you have a country that starts to fissure along lines, it upsets the whole country.
Ah. Well, we've always had fissures, my friend. Always, always, always. From the minute we came in and stole it from the Native Americans. We have had fissures. We have caused them. Just because you're not European, American, and Caucasian doesn't mean that you don't, you know, this country may one day be predominantly Latino. That may be the natural change of things. It may predominantly be Asian. I know certainly there are a lot of Asian up in this area, and it's fine by me. Makes the city more interesting and more lively and more adventurous. So, you know, as globalization grows, the representative of all the nations on Earth is also going to get increasingly more diverse. So whether you like it or not, things are changing. And whether you like it or not, the reality is there are 11 million people here who are living
legally.
Illegally, they estimate, and it may be more. Maybe as many as 20
million. If I speed in my car and I break the laws, I will go to jail. But should these people flaunt our laws, basically you're saying it's okay.
See, listen to the words you're using. These people. Who are those people to you?
What would you like me to use?
I don't know. Who are these people to you?
If I said Latino, you'd call me a racist.
Who are you? Well, that's who you're thinking, though, isn't it? Because you're not thinking about Russians. You're not thinking about Chinese.
If
you know what?
Then
you know what? This
problem.
Country has been racist towards immigration almost its entire history.
For example, the Chinese
Exclusion Act. I know you don't want to hear it. Chinese Exclusion Act. Do you know what that was about? Chinese couldn't come here with their wives. Do you know why they couldn't come without their wives? Oh, yeah, so they wouldn't reproduce. So this country has been based on moldy miasma of racist ideas in terms of immigration. I cannot help our history. We were founded on racist beginnings when we brought in slavery.
Every single right-wing stereotype ever created on this issue. You're shooting yourself in the foot.
I'm sorry, excuse me. Racism exists in this country, whether you like it or not. Now, I'm interested, what immigrant country are you from, and why are you willing to bring up the drawbridge after you got here?
I never said I was from that. I said my girlfriend is from another country.
Ah, and where is she from?
Azerbaijan.
And is she okay because she's Caucasian?
She came here legally.
She came here legally as a refugee?
No.
How did she get
here? She came in under the green card system.
Excellent. I think we ought to have a green card system, and I think it ought to be logical.
Too.
I think it ought to accept more Latinos than it does people from Azerbaijan. Why? Oh, yeah, because they're our neighbors. I also think there ought to be more green cards given to Canadians. Why? Oh, yeah, because they're our neighbors. So I think we ought to have sense and sensibility in our that it deals with the reality.
If you support the green card system, it is being undercut by illegal immigrants. You're basically shooting
Which illegal immigrants are you talking about? Are you talking about my friends from Australia who lived on the radar from here for years? Are you talking about the guy from Britain?
100,000 people that stream over our border every single year. It's destabilizing.
Listen to your language. And I'll bet you don't mean Canada. Once again, I'll bet streaming over our borders. This is why I'm calling you on it. You don't even recognize your own language.
The Canadian border. I know exactly what is going up.
And I know how many Canadians sneak down here to work, and you're full of it if you think they aren't. And also, where have the terrorists come from? Oh, yeah, Canada. So the reality is what clear and present danger, other than propping up our economy, do you think these immigrants are presenting?
For one, I don't appreciate you calling me a racist.
I have not called you directly a racist.
You've indirectly been calling me a racist. I pointed out
language that could be construed as racist to try and show you how you sound. But go ahead and tell me, what clear and present danger do you see from these, and these are your words, these people streaming over our borders, close quote.
Our country is being destabilized.
How?
By people who basically come here.
To work in McDonald's and work in our fields and work as gardeners. Okay. How?
Average Americans who are not necessarily college-bound need to be able to support a family. There's no way they can compete against people who
are... Do you think they're going to do it in the fields of Washington picking lentils or the fields of Colorado mowing down wheat? Do you really think that's true?
I'm not even trying to discuss the farm issue because I think that could be supported by some form of...
I sure wouldn't if I were you. I wouldn't touch it. Now, since you're going to take that off the table, which is the predominance...
Working in construction...
Oh, constructions is what bothers you. And why do you think that I agree with you, contractors shouldn't necessarily be able to hire people from other countries. But they do. They hire people from Russia. They hire people from Azerbaijan. There's a number of people here who immigrated illegally from Russia who are living, and some of them are criminals, too. Oh, my goodness. They're criminals coming from there, too.
If they're here illegal, too, then they have the same problem. I'm not trying.
So what are you going to do? What are you going to do, practically speaking? Here's my question to you, then. Again, I'll go back to logic. What are you going to do with them? You're going to round them up and put them in camps? You're going to build barbed wire fences? You're going to throw them in those trucks that George Will was talking about? And how are you going to identify them? What are you going to do? Are you going to go up to your girlfriend? Is she going to get hassled because she has an accent? Excuse me, where are your papers? Will that bother you? Will it be good for everybody to have to go through some sort of loyalty or litmus test? Just how do
First
you propose
all, you're
on enforcing this?
You're insinuating that I agree with those things, and I don't.
How do you propose on enforcing it, then? What do
First
you propose to do?
I would enforce the laws that are part of the books now.
Easy to say.
Half of our problems, we are not enforcing our laws.
Easy to say, hard to do. Do you know how stretched our manpower is? Do you know how much the FBI has been taken away from crime fighting in our country to prosecute badly, I might add, the war on terror? So what do you propose to do logically that makes sense, that would actually work?
For one, I think we need a national ID card.
I see. So you want to make us all march in a straight line and have an ID card.
No,
well, that's
if you're
novel.
A
number of countries have done it. So you want a litmus test?
No, I think our Social Security card should have a picture on it, and it should be a more secure ID. The whole thought that you cannot prove that you're an American citizen realistically is kind of scary to me.
Okay, so you want less privacy, more invasion by the government. What else?
It is not less privacy.
Yes, it is. Go ahead.
You have to have a Social Security card anyways. What's the difference between putting your...
Yeah, and you're not supposed to keep it in your wallet because people could steal your identity. But but I won't pick on you that way. Okay, you want a national ID card? What else?
There's a whole lot of things that tie into other issues here. We're complaining about our election problems.
You said it was destabilizing. I still want to hear how you think it's destabilizing the country.
You know, you're almost impossible to talk to.
Those were your words. No. Those were your words. How are we destabilizing the country?
It's destabilizing the country by undercutting workers and having us fight back and forth about this one thing.
I think you and very few people are fighting about it, but go ahead.
No, I think you are fighting about it.
No, I think very few people are fighting about it realistically. I think people like you are whipping it up because it's an issue that benefits right-wing Republicans. But go ahead.
No, I'm the most left-wing person on this radio station half the time. Don't even give me that. Okay.
You have the audacity to call yourself a progressive, and you're not for treating people like people?
You are playing into every single right-wing stereotype about being a communist liberal.
I think fascism and scariness is not limited to the right.
You don't even see the middle ground of this argument.
You don't even understand what
other people are dealing with. I work in emergency rooms. Our hospitals are going to fall apart from people not paying for them.
They're going to fall apart from poor people in our country who can't. Healthcare, whether that deals with immigration as well, you're right.
Part of it, it's all worked in the equation.
Yeah, absolutely.
It all is related.
We do agree with that. I'm Aaron Hart. I'm filling in for Jay Marvin. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. We'll be right back. The number's 303-713-7600. Noah raised some good arguments. What do you think of them? Coming back.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
It's going to be a tough ride for you. Eastbound I-70, three-car crash tying up the right lane at Washington, and crews are working a double rollover. Two cars on their side in the median. Eastbound I-70 just past Colfax. Now, Denver-bound on the turnpike, we're looking at brake lights from Sheridan over towards I-25. Westbound C-470 slows at Wadsworth. And if you're off to Wyoming, do have some good news for your drive as I-80 has reopened from Cheyenne over to Rollins. On to Boulder Streets, had a car and a bike tangled up at 55th and Belmont, Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, on Highway 93, all seeing the usual jams. And looking at the forecast today, going to be a nice one with highs close to 60. We're at 38 degrees at the moment. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Refinancing, remodeling, relocating? KeyBank has borrowing options and advice you'll feel right at home with.
Okay, you're at a party, and the person you've always imagined spending the rest of your life with is actually talking to you. You're not just talking, but you're downright charming. Your stories are funny. Your response is witty. Your teeth mercifully without spinach flakes. If your next thought is whether your obnoxious roommate or your mother, the mood killer, will be home, well, it might be a good time for your first house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers.
These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So, if it's time to consider that your mom's house might be as sexy as a smelly t-shirt, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Time to clean your gutters again? Why not say goodbye to gutter cleaning forever? Unlike flimsy and expensive aluminum gutter covers, Conifer Gutter Services' Leaf Defier gutter protection system keeps your gutters flowing without the problems others create. A superior product with a 25-year warranty at a surprisingly low introductory price. To find out more about the Leaf Defier, call Conifer Gutter Service at 303-838-7291 or click on Learn More in your media player for more info.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperForge.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperForge.com.
I know, it may seem weird to grow out of the party-hardy, dance all night, sleep on a mattress on the floor period of your life. But trust us, there's a time when after a hard day at work, you'd rather settle into the couch with TiVo than walk into your roommate's kegger. When Tuesday nights aren't quarter beers at the bar, but a little barbecue in the backyard. And a dinner party replaces dinner than a party. Well, it's time to buy a house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider your first home, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
Is your current income not enough? Are you looking for answers? Well, My Freedom System may have what you're looking for. This is a legitimate income opportunity that offers essential, patented technology in a huge marketplace with virtually no competition. With a step-by-step proven business method, you can earn an extra $500, $1,000, $2,000, or more in your first 30 days, which is 8 to 10 hours of work a week. To receive your free info pack, call 303-271-1234. That's 303-271-1234.
A show the NSA wouldn't dare spy on. The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Aaron Hart filling in on the J. Marvin Show. He's under the weather and taking some time off. It's 303-713-7600. It's 8:49 in the morning in the Mile High, and we're talking immigration, and I suspect strongly we'll be talking about it most of the show today, which is fine by me. I don't expect all of you to agree, and I am being a little harsh, because you really do have to examine your reasons. When you say things like streaming in over, and that, oh, it's not the Canadians, it's not them, eh? I mean, that's why I love the South Park boys. I just love them, because they bring up forward our fears and throw them back in our faces. Hi, Ron in Littleton. Welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Aaron?
I am well.
Hey, Nunn's growing. They're building $200,000 houses over there.
What? In Nunn, Colorado?
Oh, it's becoming a suburb of Greeley.
200 grand. He happens to know I'm from Nunn. Well, that was
I'm
happening.
I'm teasing you. I wanted to bring up the thing on immigration.
200 grand. I'm driving down there and checking that out.
No, I'm serious.
Okay, I have sources in town, you know.
Okay, but what I wanted to bring out, what I think is the hypocrisy about immigration is, number one, there's a lot of people, you know, are speaking out against it. Yet I see the right wing, you know, that's against it and some of the right-wing evangelical churches. Did you know that one of their largest ministries is converting the Spanish into Spanish? And some of the largest community televangelical ministries are in Spanish.
Español, sí, porque Dios te bendiga.
And a lot of people are dumping the Catholic Church that are coming over big time.
The Catholic Church, which took in refugees whom no one else wanted, who are being slaughtered en masse by right-wing dictators who we were backing in Latin America.
Yeah, and so and the other thing is, too, is a lot of people are, you know, in one hand are putting down, you know, the immigration and whatnot, and the really religious, they read their Bible, and I hate to be a Bible quoter, read chapters Exodus 21 and 22 and what it says about immigration.
Yep.
You've read the verses?
I have.
It says you're supposed to treat them like you're supposed to treat strangers in your land with respect because you came from the land of Egypt and you were put down. Don't put down these people.
Exactly. Exactly. You're supposed to always remember what it's like to be a stranger in a strange land. And I think many people in this country have absolutely forgotten that.
And like I said, if they would read Exodus 21 and 22, they'd wake up.
And the story of the Good Samaritan to boot, just so they can keep up with Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yeah. Who was a Samaritan back in the days? He was a lower class.
Yep.
Well, anyway. But the other thing I wanted to bring up, too, is the only thing I object to with immigration is that there's a push within the some of the civilian people within the Defense Department. They want bilingual drill instructors now.
Wow.
I believe in one language in the military. How is the sergeant saying, hey, take that hill, and he's going to use foot? Three different
tira,
languages.
No, tira, go, fuera. No, I can understand. I can understand.
Fuego, apunte.
Fuego, apunte. Wait, is it a fire or do we fire? I don't get it.
Yeah, there's a push for that, too, now.
Well, part of it is because many Latinos are willing to fight and die for our country.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
But I just thought I'd bring up the Exodus chapters.
Exodus 21, 22. I'll look it up on the internets when I get off the phone with you.
I don't know which verses, but it's in the middle of each chapter to treat people with respect.
Amen, brother.
Okay,
Bruce,
bye-bye.
Well, maybe I won't look it up if I don't have the specific verse. But anyway, Bruce in Greeley, welcome, and thank you for joining us.
How you doing, Aaron?
Hi. I'm well. And you?
Pretty good. First, I want to thank you. Thank
sure.
you and Jay Marvin and the rest of you for doing the work you're doing.
Thank you.
But I do want to bring up one point with that
yes,
out
sir.
Of the way.
Sure.
All right? Caller before last, and you didn't see eye to eye.
No.
I think that both of you had a good point. I think he's more worried about border control.
Yes.
With terrorists.
Yes.
And you do know that...
which is why I kept bringing up Canada.
Right. But Arabs do look a lot like Mexicans.
They do.
And a lot of terrorists are coming over to Canadian borders as well.
You know, terrorists can look like pretty much anybody.
Correct.
And the reality is... you know, Timothy McVeigh was a brush-cutted, crew-cutted, white boy American, and he slaughtered 260 people in
right.
Oklahoma.
Right, so, bred, born, raised.
Yep. So I think we have to remember that. You know, and I'm not sure I buy. Ooh, all Arabs look like Mexicans. I don't know whether that's true. I think that's a stereotype, and I think we have to be careful of that. There are also Latinos who look like, you know, are blonde-haired and green-eyed. So you got to be careful of that, too.
Aaron, the one thing that the Democratic Party needs right now
mm-hmm.
is caution. There are a lot of Americans that are worried about terrorists, okay?
Yes.
And border control.
And how many terrorists have come over the borders from Mexico?
It doesn't
you know.
Really matter how many
yes,
and
it
where
does.
They're coming from.
Yes, it does. Facts matter. Excuse me. Facts matter. They really do. They really do. The truth really does matter because it'll set you free. And the reality is I can't think of one al-Qaeda terrorist who's come over from Mexico. Now, I'm perfectly willing to be wrong. I'm sure there may be some.
In the sense
but
that
I don't
it doesn't
know
matter,
of
Aaron.
One. No, the people who got in here got in here with visas, and they got in here with student visas, and they came from Arab countries. They didn't come from Mexico, and they came from the United Arab Emirates is where they came from. They came from Saudi Arabia is where they came from. So can we stop this nonsense?
Aaron, what I was speaking of when it doesn't matter,
yes,
okay, is the fact that we need border control.
Why?
We need stricter regulation.
Why?
We need to control the influx of people.
Why?
Now, if they come in here and we give them a green card, that's one thing.
Why?
All right? But if they're here illegally, the word illegally does mean something.
But you know what? People use the same terminology and the same arguments before 9/11. I know because I've been a talk show host since the 80s, and I can tell you, people called them illegal. They just used to use the word alien more, but they used the same exact arguments. They used the same exact fears, only then it was, they're going to come over and they're going to commit crime. They're going to come up here in hordes and take over our country. I've been listening to this argument for the better part of my life. And you know what? I have seen nothing more to fear from one group of people or another. About 15% of any group, given group of people scare me, and about maybe 3% of those are really, truly vile and dangerous. And you know what? I don't know what kind of screening process you have for those people. Now, I can see why you'd want legal immigration. I say, give me your tired, set up bigger numbers for people to come here and work. Don't pussyfoot around and pretend like it isn't really happening from the south and from the north. Acknowledge it and move on. But people don't want to do that because then we're giving jobs to those hordes coming over them borders.
Well, we do have to have a large amount of control, Aaron.
Why?
I do believe that America, just like every other country
really
on the face of the earth, has their borders controlled.
No,
they control
don't.
The influx of people in and out.
Look at what happened in France. They don't. Even when they let people in legally, even when they embrace people, they never fully embrace them. This is a cautionary tale, France. France remained isolationist and apart, and they didn't give them jobs, and they didn't teach them. They threw them into ghettos. They said, aren't we lovely? We took in the people of Algeria and other Arab nations who we exploited and took advantage of during the colonial wars. And now, look, see, we have a thriving Arab population that, oh, my goodness, they don't feel like they're a part of here, and they're burning our cars. Why are they doing that? And they're doing it because they never felt French. They were certainly granted French citizenship even, but they weren't made citizens. And this is a cautionary tale. The more that you set up a situation to make people the other, and we have to control you, that which you try to control always ends up controlling you.
I understand your point, Aaron.
Okay.
But my point is this. The Democratic Party is in a very...
So we have to take on racist arguments so that we can win? No, thank you.
We have to be firm on our points.
Yeah,
we
good.
Have to
I am.
Know where we stand.
I am.
And the Democratic Party doesn't need to be split.
Legal immigration and opportunity.
It's coming soon, Lifeline Church in Broomfield.
I'm Pastor James Greggs, inviting you to Lifeline, your family's new church. Come by our kickoff service and meet your community and make new friends. Learn about Lifeline Church and our unique and energetic style at denversnewchurch.com.
Go to denversnewchurch.com to find out about our God and Gas contest. Look for Lifeline kickoff service invitation in your mail or join us Saturday, April 8th at 5:30 p.m. at the Broomfield Community Center. For information, call 720-887-3353 or go to denversnewchurch.com.
Finally, a mortgage banking firm you can trust to help you buy the home of your dreams or refinance without outrageous closing costs. Encore's experienced financial consultants will educate you on how to get the best loan. Encore's commitment to 100% customer satisfaction is attained by meeting clients 7 days a week, face-to-face. If you're ready for a relationship with a mortgage banker approved by the Better Business Bureau that will put your interests first, call Encore at 720-266-4917 now. That's 720-266-4917.
Is replacing your car's windshield on your to-do list? Give Shot Glass a call. They handle the insurance paperwork so you don't have to. Their mobile installers can have your auto glass replaced while you work. Want a discount? Ask your coworkers if they also need their auto glass replaced. For a quick quote, call Kenny Shock at 720-226-4914. Whether for commercial, residential, or auto, give Kenny Shock a call at 720-226-4914.
To win big prizes from AM 760, Progressive Talk,
KKZN Thornton, Denver Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House.
Workers should be able to register for legal status on a temporary basis.
President Bush at a naturalization ceremony in Washington within the past hour, setting his own markers for the immigration debate.
Congress needs to pass a comprehensive bill that secures the border, improves interior enforcement, and creates a temporary worker program to strengthen our security and our economy.
But Mr. Bush concedes reaching agreement on the so-called guest worker program and other issues won't be easy.
It will require all of us in Washington to make tough choices.
Some of those choices are being made at this hour as the immigration debate heats up on Capitol Hill. Live there now to CBS News congressional correspondent Bob Fuss.
Republicans in the Senate are torn between demands from many constituents to just throw up a big wall on the Mexican border and those like the president who also want to find a way to give the millions already here legal status. Texas Republican John Cornyn is one of those in the Judiciary Committee struggling to find an answer.
My state and indeed the whole nation is impacted daily by illegal immigration, and people in my state are eager for the federal government to step up and address this federal issue.
The House passed a very tough bill to prosecute those who cross the border without papers and anyone who helps them in any way. I'm Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill. Now with more news, here's Dan Revive.
In a federal courtroom in Virginia, lawyers for Zacharias Moussaoui are questioning their first defense witnesses, trying to establish that the CIA and FBI missed a lot of chances to catch the 9/11 hijackers before that day of terror. So don't blame Moussaoui. Some 9/11 victim families are complaining about an order by another court to release recordings of phone calls to police from the World Trade Center after it was struck by two airplanes because they didn't know those tapes existed.
This shouldn't have been kept hidden. And now these people, relatives, are being very shocked because 4.5 years have gone by and they had no idea that there was any link to their loved one, that their loved one's voice was on a tape.
Sally Regenhardt, whose son was killed in the Twin Towers in Iraq, a suicide bomber today killed 40 Iraqis at an army recruiting center near Mosul. CBS News chief foreign correspondent Lara Logan.
Iraqi police and army recruits are targeted all the time, but the timing of it is perhaps significant because this is a point in Iraq's history where many people believe there is only so much the country can take, and they're worried about what will happen if the anger and the emotions of the people spill onto the streets.
In Washington, the start of a meeting of the Fed committee likely to keep pushing up mortgage costs. CBS's Barry Bagnato.
This is the first interest rate meeting chaired by Ben Bernanke. It had been expected the Bernanke era would begin with a halt to the interest rate hike started nearly 2 years ago by his predecessor Alan Greenspan. Now, though, many analysts are predicting yet another rate increase to ease concerns about future inflation.
Look for that rate hike tomorrow. The Dow down about 35. This is CBS News.
You finished with your fries?
Yeah, take them.
Hey, with your Medicare drug plan, you're only paying $28 a month?
Yeah.
For which drug?
All of them.
The more you know about Medicare prescription drug coverage, the better it sounds.
I'll help you pick a plan. If I can do it, you can do it.
No kidding.
Oh, you want to be smart? Give me back my fries.
For help, call 1-800-MEDICARE, go to Medicare.gov, or turn to each other. To avoid penalties, sign up by May 15th. Paid for by the Department of Health and Human Services.
It's a fact. The more allergy symptoms you have, the less likely your allergy medicines can help you. But Tylenol Allergy is different. It's the allergy medicine with the pure pain relief of Tylenol. And it relieves more symptoms than even the leading allergy prescription. Stop. Think. Tylenol Allergy. Take only as directed.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Commerce City police pulled the car over just after 3 o'clock this morning near 86th and Willow and say the driver of the car claimed to be a man with a nationwide warrant out for his arrest. After the arrest, they found a grenade.
Search of the car incident to arrest indicated or revealed that there was a hand grenade that was concealed inside a glove that was then put inside the speaker hole of the car door.
Lieutenant Ross Sibley with Commerce City Police. A moose attack this morning in Grand Lake. It's left a 92-year-old man hospitalized. The man was walking to church when that attack took place. He is in critical condition. RTD and its union representing about 1,750 of its workers are back at the bargaining table. There is still a possibility of a strike if the impasse continues. Mostly sunny today. Light winds. High around 53. It's 37 currently in Denver. 36 degrees in Boulder. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thank you. Trouble spot is I-70. Have this wreck working westbound just before Highway 58 in Golden. Eastbounders are jamming because of a three-car crash at Washington. Have this double rollover eastbound I-70 between Colfax and Denver West. Left lane in both directions is blocked, and we are getting word of a crash blocking all but the right lane eastbound I-70 at Tower Road. Now, I-25 still running heavy in both directions across downtown and through T-Rex. We're checking Boulder Streets, the diagonal on Highway 93. Starting to thin out just a little bit, so is the turnpike, but it is still slow west. westbound from McCaslin over to Table Mesa. Eastbound, jams from Federal to Paco.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
So when the Democrats are out of town, and again, the Dems are caught flat-footed. They got to get behind closed doors and figure out their strategy of pushback, and then they all disperse to their media from there. Folks, this deserves spontaneous response. Here we go with the straw man argument again. The Democrats ought to be out campaigning that they're not for fighting the terrorists. What?
Ed Schultz on AM 760. Progressive Talk. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Aaron Hart in for Jay Marvin. This gorgeous Monday, a little chilly, but gorgeous. Well, as Colorado gets in the spring, winter. Anyway, we're going to be talking to Carol Pott. She is the editor and contributor to Blue Pages, a directory of companies rated by politics and practices. She's the managing editor at Polypoint Press, and we're also going to be talking to you. So hang in, Jeff, at Summit County and Glenn in Denver, because I do want to speak to you about the immigration issue. Carol Pott joins us, and thank you so much. This is a pocket directory, right?
Yes, it is.
So we can keep it in our pots.
It's similar to a Zagat guide, if you're familiar with the Zagat food.
I am indeed.
And restaurant guide.
I love food, and I love Zagat. So tell us about it. What motivated you to start it, and was it hard to scare up businesses that are blue?
Well, not so hard to scare up businesses that were blue. It was a lot of research. It took about a year to put the whole book together.
Wow.
And it really stemmed from the 2004 elections, how everyone was feeling a little bit surprised at the end with the results, and there were a lot of books that came out, the Paul Krugman's Great Unraveling and John Sperling's Great Divide, What's the Matter with Kansas, Tom Frank's book, and
yep.
Michael Moore, all that he was doing. I think a lot of people were feeling that they wanted to really get some sort of grassroots effort going, and that's kind of what the Blue Pages was, how the Blue Pages was brought about. There's a portion in John Sperling's Great Divide that talks about corporate responsibility, and we decided to take that a step further and create a whole guide that would give people and arm them with the information that they needed to make decisions about where they place their money.
And where do you find the Blue Pages? I Googled it, and I couldn't find it immediately on the Internet. So
interesting. It's in all the Internet online bookstores. It's in every bookseller that carries books.
Do you have a website?
It's on Amazon. It's with Barnes & Noble.
No, I know Amazon and all those, but, I mean, do you, Blue Pages, have a website?
It's our Polypoint has a website. It's
okay.
www.p3books.com, and it is part of our website. If you go to that p3books.com, then you can click through and find the Blue Pages there.
Excellent. It's just that most of us go and remember Blue Pages and then type in that when we're doing Google. So once again,
unfortunately, it's an X-rated website. So
yes, I understand that.
It's not what you're going to want.
That's what I discovered, and I went, I don't care if I would turn blue if I bought this. Clothing, shoes, accessories, health and beauty, finance, real estate, insurance. Great, because one of the arguments, the reason I'm pounding this, is because, oftentimes the argument is made, talk radio, liberal talk radio doesn't sell. There are no people who buy blue. And I'm like, oh, yes, there are. So who are some of the big companies who are essentially blue companies by your lights? And was there a cutoff? Did they have to donate more than 50% to the Democratic Party? Or what was the how did you divine blueness?
Blueness. Well, I mean, we kind of went around, and initially we had a team of six researchers, and we initially thought, well, we're going to not post contributions under $1,000, and then we decided we're just going to post it all and put it all out there, and really just tried to give as clear a picture as possible of what the these companies were doing not only with their political contributions but also with their social responsibility. So we looked at their labor practices and their benefit structure and whether they'd had legal wranglings or environmental impact, and really just tried to get a clear picture so that you had more than just the political contributions also to make a decision upon. So the big blue standouts, there's several. I mean, Starbucks is surprisingly a very blue company. Levi Strauss is another one.
You said surprisingly? Why? Why would it surprise you that, I mean, I happen to be from Starbucks Landia, so, I mean, but why would you be surprised?
Why would I be surprised that Starbucks would be a blue company?
Mm-hmm.
I guess because a lot of the press that came out talked a lot about their labor practices and other things, but I was surprised to see that their political contributions sort of fell in line with that. They do a lot of things for their employees that are really fantastic.
Yes, they do. Absolutely, they do. And they also, I think they're even trying to move in towards growing at least some shade-grown coffee, at least sometime. You know,
they do have a fair trade effort as well, and all those things are really positive. Good for the environment, good for people.
Yep. Even if they do own a terrible basketball team. No, just kidding. Anyway, sorry. I'm probably going to get flogged for that. I was going to ask you, okay, so Starbucks, who else?
Well, there's lots of different ones. I mean, if you look through, especially in some of the larger, the major retailer section, they're mostly going to be donating to the Republican Party. But then Costco is a standout. They're 99% blue.
Yes.
1% to the Republicans.
And they pay their employees well. They give them benefits. They
healthcare for part-time workers.
Yep, all of that and above. Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, and they also carry products that they try to be conscious, at least somewhat. And, I agree, Costco. So it'd be the Costcoization of America to root for rather than the Walmartization. Although,
that's another kind of good example of that kind of thing. You look at the UPSs of the world, and people don't really think about, you know, when they're trying to figure out where they're going to send something, how they're spending their money. But United Parcel Service is one of the largest donors to the Republican Party, with a $2 million, over $2 million worth of contributions just to the Republican Party. They also made the top 10 to the Democratic Party, but only with $859,000, which is a considerable difference.
Yes, indeed.
So you look across the board, and given that the research is from 2003, 2004, and so it was, an election year with Republicans in power, and so you do have to kind of factor that in there, figuring that the Republicans would probably be garnering more of the contributions, which is the research has shown.
Well, so if let me ask this question then: if brown isn't blue, who do we turn? How do we ship our stuff and make sure that we're being conscious of where they contribute? Is there a shipping company that's more blue?
Well, there are some that are better than others. FedEx is also a contributor to the Republican Party, and so you're kind of stuck there. They have 30% to the Democratic Party, whereas UPS it's a bit higher to the Republicans than to the Democrats. So you can kind of weigh it out in that respect. You have a little bit more to the Democratic Party from FedEx, but not much.
Too bad. Maybe we'll just have to send things the old-fashioned way. United Postal Service and hope that
there you go.
I mean, U.S. Post Office and hope that they're contributing along the lines that federal employees seem to or have in the past. Okay, so did anything surprise you and stand out and say, ooh, I didn't know they were right-wing or I didn't know they were very blue?
Well, there are some interesting ones. Bad Boy World Entertainment, which is the Sean Puffy Combs, his entertainment company, is one of the top 10 contributors to the Republican Party in the vehicle parts and gas sector, which is surprising.
Let's see.
So one of the things that really struck me was the top contributors in health and beauty, because when you think about the health and beauty sector, the names that come to mind are, you know, Chanel, Estee Lauder, and, you know, these big sort of corporations that mm-hmm. are all about beauty. But the top contributors in health and beauty were actually 3M Company, Pfizer, GlaxoSmithKline, you know, these companies that you don't necessarily associate with you know, that sector. So that was surprising.
And maybe a reason why we don't have better health care. But anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, it's also something to look at when you're thinking at, you're standing at the counter and you're purchasing beauty products.
Yes, look at the label.
Yeah, look at the label. There's a lot of things in there, and a lot of the companies that are in that sector are doing some pretty funky practices with labor and as well, you know, using products that you might not want to put on your face.
Good point. Now, the Blue Pages is available on Amazon, on Barnes & Noble, and it's slim, portable, perfect for your backpack or glove compartment, which is where I'm probably going to put it, or on my office. But where, and an ideal gift for an activist as we all come upon graduation day, but where, how much is it? I didn't see that in my material.
It's $9.95. It's entirely affordable.
Such a deal.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's 300 pages long. There's over 4,000 listings, nearly 5,000 listings, or 5,000 companies that are referenced, and 1,055 listings. So you have a lot of information that you can take with you to inform you and make conscious decisions.
Excellent. One more question, of course, to transcend into to going back to an earlier discussion we were having, Carol Pott. Did you judge any of these companies by their immigration policies or by their policies towards illegal immigrants?
There are several instances where we talked about that, especially with the wine. Wineries and the wine industry being, they're an agriculturally based sector, and so there's that certainly it comes into play. And so there are a few that have reportings about, you know, either they're not encouraging unionization, or they have even some. There were a couple instances where we saw illegal smuggling of illegal aliens into the country to work in really horrifying conditions.
Well, that sounds terrible, and it sounds even more like your Blue Pages are a must-have for the conscious consumer.
It does give you more information than just the political contributions. We went over a lot. I mean, it covers environmental impact, social responsibility.
Treatment of disabled employees, environmental impact, domestic partnerships, social programs, and charitable causes. It sounds wonderful, and it's definitely on my to-do list. Thank you so much for your time and your help.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Carol Pott is editor and contributor to the Blue Pages, a directory of companies guided by their politics and practices, a must-have for all us political activists. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. It's 1-303-713-7600.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You are a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Yeah, now the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs, all internet priced. Hey, nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
Do some call you a health nut? If so, I bet you're concerned about the water you drink. I know your brain is. It's 75% water. So maybe the reason you're not thinking so straight anymore is because of all that dirty water swishing around in your brain. I got a solution for you. Polar Bear Water Distillers. They produce 100% pure water. Unlike bottled water, you can control the source of your health and save money to boot. Give us a call at 303-499-9769 to find out more. Oh yeah, you're having a hard time with that dirty brain of yours. To contact the nice people at Boer Superior Water, call 303-499-9769. And if you're tech savvy, you can find us on the web at the4superiorwater.com. Polar Bear Water Distillers. For those of you who care about pure body and mind, Polar Bear.
largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Over 500 good-looking units on the lot. Mary and I, and I've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks, Mary and I just recently bought yet another car from Rockies, and we've been buying from Rockies since 1996. And I'm telling you, at Rockies Autos, they are dedicated to making you happy. Over 100 people out there, and their sole goal is to make sure that your buying experience is A number one. And now, with the matching down up to $1,500, a car at Rockies is even more affordable than before. Check it out, Rockies Autos. You can check them out on the internet at rockiesautos.com. Rockies Autos, been family owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Can't stand George W. Bush. The Bush-Cheney bumper stickers make you cringe. At All American Vogue, we carry a large selection of anti-Bush magnets, T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Great for all ages and all types of skin, Epiclear is doing something that other acne treatment formulas don't do. We are so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right. You heard free, and we mean free.
Call 1-800-311-0399 while Epiclear supplies last. Shipping and handling not included. Call 1-800-311-0399.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi. Blue Pages, go check it out. Unfortunately, I did not have a copy of it, so I couldn't do the listing justice, but did you know that John Turk just told me Victoria's Secret pays 80% to Republicans? That's the last they adorn my body. 1-303-713-7600. I'll just have to figure out who makes lingerie that's progressive. Progressive lingerie. We won't go there. It's too early in the morning. It's 9:22. Glenn in Denver, welcome, and thank you for joining the Jay Marvin Show.
Hola, ¿cómo está? ¿Dónde están sus papers?
¿Dónde están mis papeles? Bueno, yo soy una ciudadana.
Yeah, I studied Spanish, of course, in the meantime there. I think I passed my first class while I was waiting.
Did you? Good. Thank you for waiting.
No problem. I just, these people, but like the statements you were saying, it cracks me up because do you know how much a head of lettuce would cost and a tomato would cost without them?
An arm and a leg, your firstborn child,
I'm just trying to take a guess here, but since our economy is based off of greed, if you want to block people out that do jobs for almost nothing, guess what that new house out on the east side of Parker will cost you if you don't get to build it with people doing it cheaply.
Good point. Those really cool, fascinating new museum. Oh, I was salivating. And there was an article in the New York Times over the weekend about those new condos designed by Lipskin down by the museum in Denver. And I thought, whoa, those are already $350,000. How in the world is anybody going to be able to afford anything?
Well, and what's ironic, like you had said, I mean, this is a country based off of immigration.
Yep.
And since for the Native Americans there's a statute of limitations on genocide, I would think that actually we should probably give it to them and let them decide who gets to stay according to their argument.
Ooh, now that's an interesting idea. We'll just let the Native Americans run our immigration policies.
Well, you'd think so. I mean, they're the ones that are native.
Yep, this is
true. I mean, I've seen those Colorado Native bumper stickers, but somehow I think they just mean if you were born here, but not naturally raised here for, like, you know, 10,000 years.
Yes, I came when I was 9 months old. So, you know, there's some of us that just got here late, you know, but I was born in this country technically. It's just really, it's a very confusing issue. And I do hear people with, you know, they see construction jobs is the one I hear the most rancor about. But, you know, part of the problem, and some of them are making the wages that most people make with construction, and others aren't. And you're right. Those houses near Parker would skyrocket if Now, is that a good reason? I don't know. But we have to start thinking about things like that. There are consequences to our actions.
And then another thing, I mean, if there were, and I know this is a, God, this would be a great day if we could wake up, if we can all imagine it, but you could wake up and actually have a nationalized health care system where GM could charge $1,500 less for a car, and actually we could pay people who spread concrete around about another $5 an hour, would be happy.
Yeah, don't you love countries where, countries where the big corporations, which are now laying off people mightily, move to other countries because they have subsidized health care, whereas we can't have it? It's like, that's a topic for another day, but it drives me wild. Thank you so much, Glenn. I'm glad you passed your Spanish course. Yes, quickly.
Yeah, and one last thing was the...
yes, sir.
When a lot of these immigration people are taken into this country, they have to get jobs. And ironically, I heard this is a great caveat. If you can find it out, search it on the Internet. But Kmart used to sell a wallet with a fake Social Security card in, and under this number, there's something like $11 billion unclaimed dollars of Social Security funds because they work here and they never claim it. So I'd also like to point out that are we going to do with that? Because they don't get to claim those back, and those just keep gaining money. But no one ever talks about that free money they do donate.
Every study I have ever seen either shows a net wash or we make out like bandits. So
that's what I was thinking.
It's absolutely true, actually. And people don't realize it, though. They just concentrate on, this is unfair, this is unfair. Why can't I think this is unfair? Good, I can complain. Thank you so much, Glenn, for your call.
And let's pray we don't build fences or walls. My God, it took years to break them down in Germany. Please, please, everybody, walls, please.
Even if it helps, we shouldn't have them. They're morally offensive. And the other thing is, we also should have ways to protect ourselves. If we need unmanned drones to watch for, some senses to keep tunnels from being drugged to interdict drugs. Oh, I know, I have an idea. Let's just decriminalize drugs. That'd take away a lot of the problems. Carol in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Erin. How are you?
I am feisty and fine.
Good. Sounds like it. But lots of good points, and people have to wake up. I think people that have fears and have prejudices, and however you want to look at it, will always find reasons to maintain those prejudices, and they will rationalize them and use all these other things to justify why they feel the way they do, instead of really looking at every issue that upsets them and attacking the issue. They attack people.
Yep.
And it goes on constantly. Wages are down in this country because the companies, this is not the 1950s, companies no longer invest in their people. Mm-mm. They no longer invest here in the United States.
They invest in the short-sighted, short-term, golden parachute-carrying executives. I mean, when you have a situation where the executives in your country are paid 400 to 1,500 times what a worker on the line is paid, something is absolutely wrong.
Right. It's broken.
I'm a capitalist, but this is ridiculous.
Exactly. I mean, that's the thing, is greed has been taken to a... national star that everybody gets to wear on their forehead.
Celebrated, revered, lauded, encouraged.
Exactly.
You know?
And then they turn around and they say, why is my wage low? Health care, I agree with the last caller. Immigrants are not the issue with health care.
No.
You talk to health care workers, and I was a part of the health care system, it's the privatization of it that is broken.
And it's the incredible amount of paperwork
again.
And the double dipping and buying expensive machines that they don't need and making sure it's
exactly
shameful.
Medicare has been around for years and it works.
Yep. 2% overhead. 2% overhead.
Exactly.
But when they had a chance to incorporate it into Medicare, what did they do? Oh, no, let's privatize it.
Exactly.
Good. So you can charge 17-18% overhead? Ooh, that makes a lot of sense.
Exactly.
That's
so,
saving me money.
Instead of addressing health care and addressing the problems that we have in this country, they, again, attack the victims and attack people, who cannot afford health care.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just illegal immigrants that are causing the problems with health care. There are millions of Americans
who are poverty-stricken. No, and don't
exactly.
have any health insurance. 40 million. That's last
time.
And they
end up going to the emergency room just as more, actually.
Yeah, because also poverty-stricken people can't afford to eat well,
exactly.
can't afford to take care of themselves, can't afford to go to the doctor earlier when it would make a difference, delay going to the doctors so they end up going to the emergency room with critical care.
Yep, as far as tightening down borders, this is, the joke of the century.
Yeah.
We have had the luxury in this country being surrounded by water except on our north and south. The northern borders, obviously, we have no concern about. We don't care about it, even though that's where all the problems come in, as far as terrorists go.
Yes.
You know, and we just ignore that. If we were, you know, a European country where we have all these countries surrounding us, we'd be going nuts.
Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And we'll be back after Progressive Traffic with Bailey coming right up.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, some good news for the drive. Crews have cleared some earlier accidents eastbound on I-70. Had a three-car crash near Washington, then a double rollover between Colfax and Denver West. Things are gone, but still seeing a slow go in both areas. Do have one accident still working eastbound I-70. That's at Tower Road. And westbound I-70, a little sluggish in Golden, right around Highway 58 because of an earlier problem there. Now, southbound I-25, still a bit slow in both directions across downtown and through T-Rex. Southbound 225, looking at brake lights for your ride into the Tech Center. And streets around town, looking a lot better on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93. Turnpike back up to speed through Broomfield and Westminster. On to the forecast, sunny today, highs close to 60. We're at 44 degrees in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hey, it's Randy. Get online, am760.net, and join the AM 760 Progressive Club for station info, big prizes, and more. It's all at am760.net.
Stay connected with am760.net.
Homeowners, if you want to spend less on your bills, spend a few minutes on the phone with Quicken Loans at 800-720-4833. You can cut your mortgage payment up to 35% and save more of your money in 2006. Call Quicken Loans now to cut your mortgage payment up to 35%. 800-720-4833. Call now while rates are low. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. That's Quicken Loans, 800-720-4833.
Did you know that 40% of all consumers with an HDTV set in their house don't even subscribe to HDTV channels? What are they waiting for? Dish Network is now offering 23 channels of high-definition television. Dish Network has the most HD programming with nearly twice as much national HDTV than the other guys, and more than 200 hours of shows in HD every day. Dish Network just recently launched your local channels in high-definition. Sign up with Dish Network and get $200 in savings, including a $10 credit for 10 months on qualified programming and $100 cash back from Showtime when you sign up with Dish Network and Showtime. Standard programming packages start at $19.99 per month. Dish HD packages start at $49.99 per month. With Dish Network, there's no equipment to buy and free standard professional installation. Call today and sign up for Dish Network. 1-888-DISH-924. That's 1-888-347-4924. Offer ends 4/15/06. All prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. Requires a $49.99 activation fee and HD receiver upgrade. Restrictions, credit approval, qualifying programming, purchase, and monthly receiver fee apply.
In 1997, Genia Lamonides was diagnosed with a tumor on a nerve in her head.
I needed surgery right away. They got the tumor, but I lost my hearing and my face became paralyzed.
Then in 2004, Genia's doctors found another tumor on that same nerve.
I did not want to go through surgery again.
That's when she learned that Rocky Mountain CyberKnife is revolutionizing the treatment of tumors. CyberKnife destroys tumors with a precise beam of radiation, yet it spares surrounding tissue by tracking and adjusting to the tumor's true position with 1 millimeter accuracy. Treatments are short, effective, and easy on patients.
CyberKnife didn't make me sick. It wasn't painful, and I never missed any work. I just wish it had been an option for the first tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
Fighting for the little guy. It's the big guy, Jay Marvin, on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The big guy is taking some time off, so I'm the smaller woman sitting in, 303-713-7600. Jay is off. He is mighty. He'll be back. I don't know when, but stay tuned, and I may be back with you tomorrow or not, as the case may be. It's am760.net. Go to it for this contest. I got to tell you about this once again. Monday, April 3rd, I wish I could qualify, but because I work for the station, I can't do that. But I'm still trying to lobby Jerry Bell to let me go on the incredible Echo trip to Costa Rica, where you can stay at the Crocodile Bay Lodge. I think you should personally make it a condition that you need a personal translator, and it's me. But that's it. Okay, weekday qualifying prizes include breakfast with Jay Marvin and Al Franken, breakfast with Jay Marvin and Ed Schultz. I mean, what could be better? I mean, talk about appetite improver. Great talk, great guys, great wonderful eats. $500 worth of gas or $500 you can spend any way you want. They'll be calling out your names on AM 760 Progressive Talk. But get this. If your name is selected, they will only call your name because you will tell them when you'll be listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. So put down your favorite hours, make sure you're glued to your radio station, and enjoy. And you have to let me know how the trip was at AaronHartShow.com. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin, as I said once before, and it's Scott in Winter Park. Hi, Scott.
I just wanted to let you know that I actually did buy the Blue Pages last week. And
you
it
did?
Is- I happened to see it when I was down in Denver last week, and I picked it up. And the nice thing is you can start looking through there, and with it they have, say, for example, since you use the Victoria's Secrets name, they have www.victoriassecrets.com. And you can write to them and say, I'm not coming back to your store until your executives start.
Until you're upholding the fannies and brassieres of Democratic women as well.
Exactly. And,
excellent.
And the nice thing is that you can really go through it, and I've written already about 5 or 6 emails already, and you can just do this, as I know a lot of progressives on that are listening are activists, and they like to do things like this. 5 or 6 emails a day takes about 10 to 12 minutes. Just to go to their site, go contact us and say, I'm not coming back until you change your ways a little bit.
Well, and I also change, if there's a form letter provided, I usually change the wording, you know, if it's like a if it's like a protest thing, because they'll pay more attention to one that isn't worded like everyone else. So
yep,
that's a good, vary them up, too.
It's been really fun to go through there, and it's nice seeing companies like Costco, and I think we should write to people like Costco and say, keep up the good work.
Hey,
I'm
going
to keep supporting you, too.
I tell them every time, and I just applied for something else through Costco, and I made a point of telling them that because they dealt with Costco, I was dealing with them.
Yep.
So,
and
absolutely. Go ahead.
I was going to say, please, people, go out there and buy this book. It's $10 out of your pocket. We can go and do some good with that. So.
I tell you, I'm convinced. Thank you so much for, for your testimonial, Scott. I wish that she had heard it, but maybe maybe John Turk can let her know. Thank you so much.
I'm gonna email her myself.
See, excellent. Progressive activist and a nice guy to boot. Thank you, Scott in Winter Park.
Have a great day now. Bye.
Oh, by the way, and eat this hot sauce. There's a taco place up there in Winter Park, or is it in Fraser? That has the hottest. My brother-in-law corrals the rest of us to help him out now and again. And I was on Team Steve one day, helping to repaint and renovate one of their properties up there. And I was up there and I was renovating and helping. And as a treat, he took me to lunch at this taco place. And my sister and I and my brother-in-law have been having a running contest on who can eat the hottest sauce. So every time we get together, we make our ears ring, we weep, our foreheads break out in sweats, and we look silly. But so my brother-in-law and I went out, and we ate this hot sauce, and we thought we were going to die. First of all, we turned red in the face, both of us. We started sweating. We pounded the tables. Our ears were ringing off our heads. We said, we have to tell Christina about this. We have to go home and tell Christina about this. Well, Christina, of course, had already eaten that hot sauce. Not only that, but she'd asked for even hotter sauce. We're still in the running. Was it Taco John's? Maybe. 938. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. It's am760.net. To check out that contest aforementioned, please do that. It sounds like so much fun. Ron in Longmont, welcome. Hi, Ron.
How you doing, Aaron?
I'm swell.
I want to talk about the ethical side of this illegal immigration issue.
Okay.
I find it kind of appalling to use a desire for cheap, unregulated labor to justify the creation of a subservient class of people, which illegal immigrants really are in this country.
I agree, which is why I argue for a parity of wages.
Well, you also argue that there are jobs in this country
that nobody wants to do.
That nobody wants to do.
That's reality.
And that is reality, given the wages they currently pay and the fact that they have no benefits.
Mm-hmm. Now, really think if you made all the illegals disappear tomorrow that they'd stop doing that?
No, I think what we need to do is we need to change those jobs so that they do offer a living wage. I remember George Bush was talking about GM, saying that if they didn't produce a relevant product, they ought to go away.
Well, they're going
And they're going away. And I don't have an issue with that. Apparently, they're not producing a relevant product. They had decades to change their behavior, and they didn't. I understand we have farmers, we have construction people and everything else, but I can't see the justification to say, well, gee, your house is going to cost you more if we offered somebody a living wage with benefits, so we're going to have to use cheap, unregulated labor that we can only get from illegal immigrants
or some kind of outsourcing. I think it's absolutely immoral. So how would you change it?
Well, I think we need to change it by changing our capitalistic system that we have and forcing those companies to offer some type of a living wage. And we've got, I think, 30 million people that live under the poverty level in this country that are American citizens.
Yep.
And I think those people should be offered a fair wage. They can't take certain jobs.
Are you willing to pay $10,000, $15,000 more for a house?
I think we have to pay those types of wages. Otherwise, I mean, we're sitting back.
That isn't what I asked you. I said, are you willing to pay more for your products and goods and services?
Absolutely. If it means that some other family is going to have a shot at having some kind of a decent life, setting up something that they can actually feed their children with.
You know, if you create more living wages, though, aren't you going to be, and I'm just playing devil's advocate here because I think you have some very good ideas and you're very passionate and I want to take advantage of your brain power. So here we go. How would you, if you create living wages in this country, and see, to them, it is a living wage. See, to people coming from Mexico, it isn't necessarily being exploited. It's making more money than they've ever made in their lives, which are supporting their families back in Mexico. Okay? That's part of it. Or back in Russia, or back in Azerbaijan, or fill in the blank. So the reality is to them, it's not necessarily exploitive. It's better than they had. Because Saturday, didn't you hear over and over again people were saying, all we want is a better life for our children.
Absolutely. But what kind of justification is that?
It's not.
Say somebody's living
it's reality.
In squalor back home, mm-hmm. So we're going to offer them a slightly better situation here, which is still hideous for most Americans, but it's slightly better for them, so it's okay because it allows us to buy our cheap food. It allows us to buy our less expensive homes or less expensive
whatever
we're
buying. So are you in favor of NAFTA and GATT? Are you in favor of NAFTA and GATT?
No, I'm not. I think
why not? Because that's what it ostensibly was for, was to set up a better way for people to float the economies or to help them get more on a par with the rest of the world,
This whole idea of globalization is mm-hmm. simply a code phrase for outsourcing. Okay, mm-hmm. we are looking at businesses who are doing much better today, profit wise, because they're able to take a labor force from somewhere outside of the country and exploit it. Okay, that's what they're looking at. They're looking at the bottom line. We're a corporate nation. Okay, and that's what it is. America is about corporatism. And the Bush and Nostra, which we currently have in place here as our government.
Bush and Nostra, I'm stealing it. Thank you.
that's quite all right. These people are all about creating an environment for completely unregulated labor where these organizations, these corporations, can do whatever they want. Look at the Marianas Islands.
No, so I'm with you. Where they really exploit
people.
As Al Franken, who follows this show, will hammer at you home and again. I'm for you. I'm for parity. I'm for justice. I'm for, sound environmental and job practices around the world. How we're going to get there, though, is the question, and how we behave while we're doing it is another. Thank you so much for your points. Well taken, and thank you so much for your call. You bet. I'm Aaron Hart, really, and I want to hear from you again because obviously you've done a lot of thinking on this issue and you have some great ideas. Write your congresspeople. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls as we close today's show on the Aaron Hart version of the Jay Marvin Show. Coming up.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
We're in good shape as you make your way around town. Things have settled down after a busy morning rush, so look pretty good on I-70 on both sides of town. Earlier problems taken care of on the west side there near Denver West, so you've got a good drive in both directions through there. I-25 rolling along up to speed between downtown and the tech center. On both sides of the highway, no major crowding at all. 225 wide open across Aurora. No worries on C-470 on the south side across Highlands Ranch. Turnpike's in good shape, and no worries in and around Boulder right now. Weather forecast, mostly sunny, a little breezy today, beautiful, highs in the upper 50s, partly cloudy tonight, rather mild, low of 32.
I'd love to serve lunch on the patio, but it's so hot, and rain is in the forecast.
Don't ever let this stop you again. Call
Conifer Gutter Service at 303-838-7291 for a Sunsetter motorized awning. The best-selling awning in the U.S. It carries a good housekeeping seal. And Conifer Gutter Service is offering a $400 discount with accessories. That's 303-838-7291. Or click on Learn More in your media player for more info.
14723. Regionally accredited by the Higher Learning Commission and a member of the North Central Association. NCAHLC.org.
Did you know that 40% of all consumers with an HDTV set in their house don't even subscribe to HDTV channels? What are they waiting for? Dish Network is now offering 23 channels of high-definition television. Dish Network has the most HD programming with nearly twice as much national HDTV than the other guys, and more than 200 hours of shows in HD every day. Dish Network just recently launched your local channels in high-definition. Sign up with Dish Network and get $200 in savings, including a $10 credit for 10 months on qualified programming and $100 cash back from Showtime when you sign up with Dish Network and Showtime. Standard programming packages start at $19.99 per month. Dish HD packages start at $49.99 per month. With Dish Network, there's no equipment to buy and free standard professional installation. Call today and sign up for Dish Network. 1-888-DISH-924. That's 1-888-347-4924. Offer ends 4-15-06. All prices, packages, and programs subject to change without notice. Requires a $49.99 activation fee and HD receiver upgrade fee. Restrictions, credit approval, qualifying programming purchase, and local receiver fee apply.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
I am the port in the storm.
I am the line in the sand.
I am the rescuer in the dark.
I am the enforcer of the seas.
I am the defender of the homeland.
In the United States Coast Guard and Coast Guard Reserve, you are the first line of defense against threats to our American way of life. To become one of us, call 1-877-NOW-USCG or visit GoCoastGuard.com.
We are the shield of freedom. We are the United States Coast Guard.
Sponsored by the U.S. Coast Guard in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes, AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're giving away a trip to the Crocodile Bay Lodge in Costa Rica. Details at am760.net.
Hi, this is Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. Happy day to everybody and enjoy. And many happy returns of your day. Fallon Golden, welcome. How are you? Val?
Aaron.
Hi.
Hi. I was at the march on Saturday.
How was it?
I was excellent, I thought. What I saw was a group of people who were willing to step up to the plate and exercise the American right, those who were legal.
And those people, I don't care if they're illegal. To me, they're natural-born Americans wherever they were born.
Yeah, and there's no way in American history that 11 million people have ever been moved anywhere. It just seems to me that
not in our history. Yeah,
the whole idea behind this is reform, and they're willing to be part of the solution rather than part of the problem.
What a good way of looking at that.
Pardon?
I said that's a good way of looking at it. Go ahead.
Yeah, and there is a solution out there. Part of that is these corporations, executives, board of directors, we're making these extreme salaries, cutting back, having salary caps. I mean, already there's social-type capitalism being incorporated with the NFL. I mean, that's just an example. I'm not saying it's the solution, but it is an example.
Yeah, but it is obscene. Nobody does 500 times what somebody on the line does. You know what I mean? I don't care how smart you are. I don't care, if your last name's Rockefeller or whatever the guy's name was, ran for GE for years, you're just not that smart. I can't. Without people, you're nothing, period.
I agree.
So
I agree with that.
And we're going to have some struggles. We just are. The economy is changing. The way we work is changing. We're moving to a service-based economy rather than a product-based economy. It's tough, and we need to work on innovative, good ways to work together to, I like a lot of the ideas that have been tossed out this last hour, like worker parity, like trying to find some economic justice within our system that doesn't tear it apart at the same time lifts all boats. Why not?
I believe two intelligent people sit down. I mean, they can resolve any problem, even looking at it spiritually, without the hypocrisy of the religious right in being involved. The Bible even says where three are gathered in my name. You know, so I mean, if that's the way they want to look at it, it's biblically written, you know, that it can be resolved.
Very good point. And thank you so much for your call, Bob. And Aurora is up next. Hi, Bob.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm well, Bob. You?
Doing good.
Excellent.
Yeah, I think we're on the right track. I agree with your two previous callers. I think, amongst other things, and forgetting the politics for right now, but I think we are seeing what happens when we're reaching a point of oversaturation or too much power or capitalism gone awry.
Mm.
We are in a country now that is being run by the corporations. The robber barons. We're in a country now where we've got the best government that the corporations can buy. When they can write legislation and give it to a congressman and senator and have it sent up there as their own. And when they put in power, you know, you take a look and go back, and without Benish talking about this, but wasn't it the corporations that thought they had the right road when they got a German leader in Germany in the 30s that they could control all of Europe?
Yep.
Their problem was they grabbed the guy they couldn't control. And that was the goofy Adolf Hitler. They couldn't control him. But the money that came to get him in power and everything came from all these corporations. And, you know, the corporations told us, we know how to run business. Let us alone. And in the 30s, they took us right in. I mean, in the 20s, they took us right into the Depression. So every time these guys say that we know what we're doing, leave us alone, and so on and so forth, we've seen massive miscalculations.
The phrase I like the best I've been hearing lately is, people who hate government can't run it. You know?
Well, you know, that's very true, and it would be, it's kind of easy to say, there's an old expression, it takes an engineer and some good carpenters to build a barn, but any jackass can kick it down. And the problem is, in this country, looking at one party, is this party for years has always been the one to kick down anything anybody put up there. And they've been in the minority, and they've been the ones who were blasting the government. Well, now they rose to power, and they're showing that they can't lead. All they can do is kick down.
Thank you very much for your call. And you know what else? I just want to say quickly while I'm on for Jay that I really applaud Russ Feingold for making the decision that he did in order to talk about censure, because it is going to be heard now and it is going to be discussed. And it's interesting. He did himself a big favor with people of the base and slightly behind a running independents. So those Republicans that are saying, you did us a favor, they're running away and they're scared. And the other thing that I wanted to say, apropos of anything but immigration, is this. Keep their feet to the fire on the war in Iraq. They're fumbling and they're foundering, and they have no idea what they're doing. Pierre in Hartsel, welcome. Hi, Pierre. Good morning.
Morning.
Oh, we're having a little trouble with the phones.
Okay.
How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Good.
I just wanted to say that on the immigration thing,
mm-hmm.
I think part of the problem right now is that they really want to make sure that all those service jobs are still out there. So this way, when our economy goes down the tubes, we have jobs.
So we can become a nation of waiters.
That's right. You know, I heard a guy saying the other day, well, it used to be that when I was growing up, the kids used to go out into the fields and pick stuff. That was their summer job. It's like, well, that's exactly what they're trying to do right now, is get us back to that particular ideal. So, you know, make the immigrants look bad. On the second note is that it's kind of funny because so many Americans go to Mexico to get their medical and dental health done.
Yeah.
And so down in Mexico now, nurses and radiologists and things like that are becoming a bigger opportunity. So, you know, one day maybe the tables are going to be reversed. And Mexico may say, hey, Americanos, we don't want you down here taking advantage of our health system, you know. So, I don't know. It just makes you wonder sometimes what they're up to. But in this situation, I have to wonder, since service jobs are the big deal now, then, hey, maybe that's what they're just trying to get us mentally set for it.
Yeah, but you know what? They eventually, those immigrants who turned out in droves, I don't know, what is that movie, A Day Without Work or A Day Without a Latino? Or there was some movie that tried to show if you removed the Mexican-Americans from the workforce, for example, the L.A., for one, would stop, would basically just stop. And I think it's an interesting thing to think about because people don't necessarily see illegal immigrants and others who work for us. But, boy, they'll miss them when they're not here. The other thing that I thought of when I saw 500,000 people out in the street is now I know how they organize the janitorial services in L.A. You know what I mean? It's like, whoa,
put that
power back into the labor movement, and we've got better situations for all workers.
And you were absolutely right. I mean, this has been a subject for a long time. I've worked construction for 21 years now. And, I mean, I can't tell you how many white guy tile setters, oh, those Mexicans, they keep getting my job. Well, it's because the white guy, one, he charged more. Fine, that's one thing. But the other thing was, I got my 60 square in today. I'm done for the day. Whereas the Mexican guy worked until he gets his job done, you know, and there was no ethical problems like that. So, you know, they all wonder, I don't know why they keep getting my jobs. Well, maybe that's why. So,
good points, and I'm glad to hear your perspective. 21 years in the construction business, good for you.
Yeah, and I'm a carpenter, so.
Excellent, Pierre.
And so it's one of those deals where, you know, I've had to pay my fair share of having guys that don't talk to you because you're a female taking their job.
Oh, that's right. Yes, I do that, too.
I know.
In radio.
Pack me up.
I know. Women, pesky. We have a lot to say and a lot to pound.
That's
you go.
That's right.
Thanks very much for your call.
Bye-bye.
Amy in Longmont, thank you very much for joining the J. Marvin Show
this
Monday.
Aaron.
Good morning.
Are you there?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I just wanted to say, yes, please, progressive organizers, take a tip from the immigration organizers. I was totally blown away with those numbers.
And here's the other thing is, Radio en Español, fastest growing segment of radio, bar none. The rest, you know, I mean, Spanish language radio is growing like hotcakes, like, you know, and it's
Believe
just
it.
Amazing. And they did this with, was it El Cuye? I think his name is El Cuye. It's a Mexican term for the boogeyman. But it was El Cuye and it was not the Gran Combo here. It's Gran something else. But I'll think of it in a minute. But it was a couple of radio stations along the Front Range, and they went crazy, and they got their people out. It's
That's
amazing.
Great. It's great.
Amazing. Oh, buena onda, la buena onda.
The other point that I wanted to make was that this is all about social engineering.
Yep.
I really believe it. It's in our workforce. It's in our education. That's what they're trying to do is make the cheap labor class be already here, already happy with their low-interest, low-paying jobs.
Sit down, shut up, and be ready. But see,
exactly.
When you cross the line of, and we're going to make you felons, everybody goes, no. No,
you off the water.
That's a bridge too far. No, thank
Crazy.
You. We're not going.
Well, and the other thing I really want to get in before you close is go to Halliburton's website, check out a press release about internment camps. It's about an immigration emergency. They've already started building them. Yeah,
no.
Check it out.
Halliburton's website?
Yeah, it was put out, I think, in December. They have part of their press release. Read about four paragraphs down. It reads like a boring corporate press release, but they talk about a potential immigration emergency. They have 800 camps.
Oh, that's so chilling. I will check it out. Thank you all for giving. Thank you for giving us food for thought. Thank you all for enlightening, informing, and occasionally enraging me. Thank you so much. Thanks to J. Marvin for. I mean, I'm not glad you're not feeling well, but I'm very glad that I can fill in for you. I'm Erin Hart. Thanks, John Turk, back at the ranch, and to Jerry Bell as always. For all of us here at AM 760 Progressive Talk, don't forget to go to am760.net and sign up for that cool contest. Vamos a Costa Rica, inmediatamente. And let's enjoy dinners and all kinds of things. So enjoy. Have a great day.
In 1999, Beverly Thurloway had surgery for breast cancer. Years later, her doctor recommended a lung scan.
Sure enough, it detected a tumor on my lung.
But Beverly couldn't have lung surgery. Fortunately, she was a candidate for CyberKnife.
It's a good thing, because it really was my only hope.
Beverly was treated at Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, where we're restoring hope for tumor patients, even those who think they have no options. CyberKnife destroys tumors with a beam of radiation while sparing surrounding tissue. tissue with 1 millimeter accuracy.
It was unbelievable. I just laid there comfortably enjoying music, and now I'm told I no longer have lung cancer. I've had cancer surgery, and I can't believe this is all it took to get rid of a lung tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.